This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The East Coast is prepping for what could be a very nasty storm around Halloween.
Full moon tide, hurricane, a lot of wind. It's going to come. It's just a matter of how much.
He's in New Jersey. Hurricane Sandy is now battering the Bahamas and has already killed 21 in the Caribbean. And in a few days, it could be really bad in the U.S.
Anywhere from the Carolinas up towards New England, combined winter storm and a tropical storm could make for a potential disaster situation. I'm not putting that lightly.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. 11 days before the election, we'll get an update on the economy. Last quarter's growth not expected to be very strong.
I don't want your vote just because of what I have done. I want your vote because of what I'm going to do.
President Obama in Cleveland wrapping up a two-day marathon of rallies in six states. He also went to Chicago to become the first sitting president to vote early. Mitt Romney has taken a slight two-point lead in Virginia. In a new Fox News poll, the Republican was trailing there by 7 points last month.
In Ohio, Mitt Romney has talked about big ideas, telling voters to make a big choice.
I'm confident that people in their 40s and 50s are going to be able to get better jobs and more take-home pay.
Romney expected to expand on the broad ideas in a policy speech on the American economy today in Ames, Iowa. Last night, Romney suggested Chrysler was considering moving its Jeep production to China. That is being denied by the company, the Obama campaign, calling it a scare tactic. In Toledo, Ohio, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Another giant win at the World Series. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter live in San Francisco.
Dave, Madison Bumgarner and two relief pitchers limited Detroit to only two hits to lead the Giants to a 2-0 win and a 2-0 lead in the best of seven World Series.
We got
to
stay as focused as ever and continue to push.
Hunter Pence, who scored one run and drove in another, the Giants and Tigers resume tomorrow at Detroit, Dave.
Yeah, 2-0 lead for the Giants in San Francisco. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
According to the calendar, October brings cooler weather, but this is Texas, so not so fast, my friends. Once again, it's Rattlers to the Rescue with specials on food and beverages. New, fresh brewed tea, only 49 cents, any size. Or grab a quick lunch with a hot dog and any size fountain drink for just $1.49. Add a six-pack of Coke products to your list for only $1.99. And take home 12 packs of Budweiser, Miller, or Coors family of products where applicable for only $10.99. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. months. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Leon Bradway about pelvic pain and Dr. Cochran about men's wellness. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen this Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The police departments at Texas A&M and Texas State University are checking into the possibility that the same person emailed bomb threats last week. Lieutenant Alan Barone at A&M says that connection is being investigated. Earlier this week, a former Texas State student from Bryan was arrested. Texas State Police say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. She remains held in the Brazos County Jail, awaiting transport to Hayes County. Henderson, who enrolled at Texas State for the fall semester last year, withdrew last month. In San Marcos, no explosives were found after the admissions building and two residence halls were evacuated. A unanimous College Station City Council approved renaming Southwood Athletic Park for slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Ida Billes of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board read the more than 130 letters in support.
These are not just words. These letters are full of celebrations of Brian's life and their memories of his service to our community.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles made the motion.
I'm going to beg and plead with my colleagues to support this, and let's do this unanimously, because there's nothing greater we could do right now than to approve this.
A formal dedication will be held when the Little League season opens next April. Bryan police believe the College Station man accused of murdering 19-year-old Trevor Williams did so because of a failed drug deal. Detectives say several witnesses claim to have ridden with 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to buy marijuana at Williams' home. One of the witnesses said Watson left Williams' house with a black suitcase and stated they needed to go because, quoting Watson, "I may have shot him," referring to the victim. Watson told investigators he was with his girlfriend at her apartment the entire day, but the girlfriend told detectives she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night. Watson remains jailed in lieu of a $200,000 bond. College Station police have identified another suspect in an aggravated robbery and burglary earlier this month that was initially reported as a kidnapping. A photo of 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is on our website at WTAW.com. Five others were arrested related to a drug deal 2 weeks ago. And there's been an arrest in a College Station hit-and-run accident from a month ago. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the driver called police 4 days after a man was hospitalized for multiple broken bones after he was struck crossing University at night.
She spoke to officers and told them that she thought that she may have struck a tan car, but that she had pulled over and she had called and nobody had reported any accident, so she didn't think anything about it.
Seaton says there was no record of the driver calling 911 or the non-emergency police phone the night the man was hit. That and matching the driver's side mirror to the suspect's vehicle were among the factors leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Kelly Perry of Bryan. She's out of jail after posting bond. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire yesterday afternoon. actually Wednesday afternoon, rather. Cheryl and Pete Munoz, who own the home, co-chair the Aggie Flag fundraising program at Consolidated High School. Anna Maria Norris of the Band Boosters says the flags that were lost should be replaced by the next Aggie home football game.
Fortunately, you know, we have like almost 1,800 flags, but we found out there's loss of about maybe 100. A lot of them were the ones that were tattered and torn. But, of course, our band kid, he lost his flags. But it's about 100 flags, so it's not like the total loss. So that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Norris says benefits for the Munoz family include taking donations of cash and gift cards at tonight's Consolidated football game and a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website. You can experience science in a seasonal way tomorrow at Texas A&M's 25th Annual Chemistry Open House. Chemist James Batiste says kids will be able to draw pumpkins on a computer chip viewed through a microscope.
Since it's near the Halloween season, one of the things we've chosen to do is allow kids to come in and use our atomic force microscope to actually draw nano pumpkins. So they get to actually come in, see how that microscope works, build this little structure, and then take that home with them with a little bag of candy as well.
Batiste says kids can choose from several pumpkin patterns or a new Frankenstein design, and they'll get to take home a printed copy. The open house will be from 10 to 3 at the main chemistry building complex. The Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan is alerting motorists that the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed tonight through Monday morning. That's one of two traffic advisories, the other being access closed from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A third item involving TxDOT in Bryan was the Texas Transportation Commission yesterday approving more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. More information about all three items is on our website at WTAW.com. And WTAW listeners are advised that there will be interruptions on Sunday. Tower maintenance will require the WTAW transmitter to be on reduced power and it sometimes be turned off. You're invited to listen online Sunday to WTAW.com or listen on your smartphone with the recently upgraded Radio Aggieland app. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Much cooler weather in store for the region over the next several days. Cold front continues to push down from the north and west. It will push off towards the south and east. We'll have clouds today. May start to see some breaks this afternoon. Looks like temperatures today will be around 65. Partly cloudy, 45 for tonight. Tomorrow, nice start to the weekend, sunshine and 65. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunshine with a high of 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports here at WTAW. Consol, Navasota at home, Bryan on the road, and we'll figure out what the coaches need to say about high school football. Ag soccer went to overtime again. Find out if they won or lost last night. And, of course, World Series action. We'll get all that for you and more coming up in about 40 minutes.
All that and nano pumpkins as well.
I think that's pretty much the coolest thing ever.
It's nano pumpkins. It's a simple chemical reaction done on silicon.
But how little are these nano pumpkins?
10 could fit on a human hair.
Wow. Okay.
They're pretty dang small.
How do you bring that home and not lose it in your room?
You don't get to take it. You take home a printed off picture.
That's pretty cool.
More than anything else was how do you get the candle in it?
Yeah, that's true. It has to have its own light source. Well, that's kind of fun. That sounds like that would be neat for kiddos to go do. So,
They also have a Frankenstein. This did not make it to the news story, but there's a Frankenstein, and they're calling it Frankie Football. At least that's what the scientists call it, because apparently it looks like a football player.
Well, today is Frankenstein Friday, by the way.
Really?
So it would tie right. Actually,
or is it Frankenstein?
Yeah, and it's actually also National Pumpkin Day, so that really all ties together.
Oh,
so.
Did you bring the bag of slop?
No, I didn't cut them yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We had too much homework.
Oh, that's sad.
Good. Let's do that first. I agree.
I'm kind of a taskmaster that way.
Yeah, well, when it comes to that, I understand. So the woman from our favorite state, that would be...
Florida!
That's it. Caught speeding with her two young children in the vehicle and was arrested and charged with DUI and child neglect. The woman, however, told deputies that she'd only had two sips of vodka. Right.
Depends on what your definition of sip is.
And, you know, she weighs 36 pounds, so, yeah. But, again, had the two little kiddos in the back, and she said, and by the way, I was going home intoxicated. I was not driving intoxicated. Yeah. They arrested her.
I wonder why.
But, I mean, that's pretty fast thinking for somebody whose brain is probably tickled.
Sure.
Yeah.
Information.
I'm driving home intoxicated. Not questioning the intoxication.
No, it's the wear.
It's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's basically, it's her promise and statement that she wasn't planning to cause more trouble.
Sure, she was just going to go home, and it was going to be just fine as long as you stayed out of her way.
Those pesky kids in the car.
Yeah.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook.
There'll be some wet weather in a few.
No. Oh, now this is pretty bizarre. We always talk about how aliens take over the station.
Sure.
Right? Okay. And so, just so people will know, what I do is I key in the commercials using numbers, okay, that are on a keypad here, right? So
yes.
I keyed in the number, and the wrong thing came up.
It's because it's Frankenstein Friday.
That's it. And I was more than happy to play the commercial for Arendt's Family Dentistry because they're good sponsors. And so then I try again, and it comes up with another commercial that's not supposed to run now. And I hit it again, and then I realize that somebody has unpunched the number lock key.
So
it was just, I don't know how it came up with the numbers that I was entering, but it wasn't entering the right numbers.
So if anyone from the station is listening and you unpunch the number lock key, you better watch out.
He's asleep, whoever he is, you know, whoever the board op was.
Some evening person.
So now we'll play the proper commercial. All right.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
All right, there we go. Now, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And as aforementioned, today is Frankenstein Friday. But, you know, I went and looked it up, and it's not Mary Shelley's birthday. And the other thing it said is it's celebrated Boris Karloff, but it's not Karloff's birthday either. So I guess they just decided that maybe the Friday before Halloween, they would just go ahead and make that whatever it is.
So it's just for fun, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, Karloff's not born, and his birthday's not till the next month. All right, so we got that. We got Pumpkin Day, and it's also Howl at the Moon Night. So.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You've been looking pretty woolly lately.
Yeah, explain to the officers when they arrest you tonight, not you, just anybody in general. Well, it's Howl at the Moon Night. They told me that on the radio, so I ought to be able to do that. All right, we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Jacqueline Smith, 67 today.
Wow.
She's one of the angels, right?
She was.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. She the short-haired one?
She had...
long dark hair.
Yep, long dark hair.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Really?
65.
Got a story about her today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Julie McCoy. Lauren Tewins, 59.
She was very cute on the Love Boat. Are you kidding?
No, sir.
The chick from the Love Boat.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
J. John Heder, who is Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, he is. And nothing else, right?
No, pretty much.
He's pretty much in career stall.
Yeah.
Or he might be doing a real career.
Well, he could be. Yeah, could be.
He's 35. Seth MacFarlane, 39.
He's not talented at all.
No.
No, he has no talent whatsoever.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Keith Urban, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Merchant from 10,000 Maniacs.
Of course.
She's 49. Dylan McDermott from The Practice is 51. Mrs. Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, 56.
I know she loves to be referred to that way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I threw that out.
Wait, her last name is Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Wilson the volleyball that was his only friend on the island?
Yes.
Wow.
The only reason I'm bringing this one up is because I love Parliament Funkadelic, and it's Bootsy Collins' 61st birthday.
Right on.
Wow, that was...
You can jive with that.
I have no idea about any... I know that was English, but I just don't know the words in that order, okay?
Parliament Funkadelic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bootsy Collins. Okay. All right, Pat Sajak, 66.
Oh.
And Bob Hoskins is 70.
Oh. Okay.
Very Australian, who never sounds Australian in anything he does.
Yeah, well, you know, he's learned that American accent thing.
And now for Saturday.
Well, a guy named Matt Drudge, he's doing pretty well. I think we figured out he makes about $20 million a year.
Oh, I have that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We could have it tomorrow. That's good enough. He could probably buy a birthday on both days.
I think the website looks sketchy. Just going to throw that out there.
Sketchy like how?
It just looks sketchy. The other day when we talked about it, I just thought, you know, anytime I ever looked at the Drudge Report, it just looks dodgy. You go on there, it looks like a website you would get to by mistake and get all kinds of viruses from.
Really?
It just it doesn't look credible to me. The way it's set up, it doesn't look, anyway.
That is it. There are a lot of people who go there. I'm not saying that everything that they have on there is. I mean, there's no doubt it's sensational in the way that it does things.
Well, I mean, just the way it looks, you look like, oh, no, if I click the wrong thing, my computer's going to get hepatitis.
Yeah,
like,
they just, well, but they do. They keep it simple. They put, you know, they put a goofy picture up there that'll grab your attention, and then it's pretty much, because, again, it's an aggregator. I mean, it's a portal to all sorts of stuff. All right, anyway, here we go.
Kelly Osbourne on Saturday. She's 28 years old.
Of course she is.
Matt Drudge is 46.
Uh-huh.
Remember Marla Maples?
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Donald Trump?
Right.
49.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Le Bon.
Uh-huh.
For all the Durannies out there.
Sure.
Is 54. Ivan Reitman, 66 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best actors on the planet ever to trod the boards.
Yeah.
John Cleese is 73 good. Today.
Yeah, if you remember a big, tall lady named Jane Kennedy, she used to do sports on CBS.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's 61. Fran Lebowitz is 62. Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA, be like 70 years old. And that'd be enough.
And you ready for Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, sure.
Who's just like a nut job, though.
He seems like a real nice guy.
He's 38. The current Doctor Who, is 30. Matt Smith on Sunday.
Oh, he's so cute.
Brad Paisley is 40. Did you say who?
Who?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Brad Paisley's 40. Ben Harper, 43. Julia Roberts is 45.
Uh-huh.
Andy Richter, 46. Jamie Gertz, 47. Lauren Holly, 49. Daphne Zuniga. From the original Melrose Place is 50. Bill Gates, 57.
He's rich enough to buy a birthday.
Or two.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Potts is 60. And Bruce Jenner, 63.
Dennis Franz, if you remember him from NYPD Blue.
Yeah, he showed his butt.
Yeah, he
butt.
Did. Proves you do not have to be a handsome man to be an actor
on television.
68. And the Statue of Liberty. Happy birthday to the Statue of Liberty. It'll be 126. It looks okay. It gets green everywhere.
I was going to say a little green with envy on that one.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So you got a president, the guy that was going to heal the planet, reduce the rise of the ocean tides, now playing a pseudo tough guy by using smear words and schoolyard taunts to describe Mitt Romney. What a pathetic campaign this has become. What a little man Obama has been reduced to. You can also see desperation by liberals. Everything is racism now. Mention Chicago, racism. Apartment, racism. Man, it's just gotten out of control. Poor Chris Matthews, he may actually have that stroke, God forbid, if Obama ever lost. Just because we recognize he failed, Chris, we didn't quite have the thrill you did, and you can't recognize failure when you see it. It's kind of pathetic.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Hey, would you like to make a direct impact with undecided voters? Now, I have teamed up with the Tea Party Patriots on a project to send a package to 500,000 identified undecided voters in 9 critical states, but I've got to have your help now because there's not much time. Now, this package contains a DVD that explains the truth about how Obamacare robs all of us of the right to determine and make our own health care decisions. And along with this eye-opening movie called The Determinators, these undecided voters will also receive a copy of the Constitution so they can see for themselves how their rights are being violated. Now, a donation of $15 puts this packet into the hands of an undecided voter right away. Please donate right now at HannityForSanity.com so we can get these in the mail this week. It's HannityForSanity.com, and you can help the Tea Party Patriots and me get around the liberal media and get to the voters in key swing states before it's too late. Now, this is the last week that we can mail them. Just go to the website. It's HannityForSanity.com.
Disappointment over Apple. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. For many companies, quarterly results showing a 27% jump in sales and a 24% increase in profit would be considered a stellar performance, but that's not the case for Apple. Investors have become so used to Apple blowing past expectations, they were disappointed in the company's numbers. Orange juice futures rose yesterday on speculation Hurricane Sandy could damage Florida's citrus crop. Utilities, local and state officials, and residents all along the East Coast are monitoring the storm's progress. Insurance companies are no doubt tracking Sandy. A hurricane specialist at Weather Underground says there is the potential for a billion-dollar disaster. Some economists are starting to become concerned about the job market as companies make snap decisions to slash jobs because of poor quarterly results. The list of downsizers includes Colgate-Palmolive, Caterpillar, Advanced Micro Devices, and DuPont. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was the right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Up, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Well, gosh, the rain didn't get here, and it may. It's out to the west of us right now, but there's not a whole lot of it. 30% chance of showers is what we're looking at, and a high temperature today about 60 degrees, breezy with north winds of 15 to 20, gusts up as high as 30 miles an hour today. Then tonight, down to about 45 with north winds and gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of about 64, but a little bit breezy. North winds again up to 20 miles an hour. And on Sunday, the wind kind of lays back a little bit, have a high temperature near 68, should be nearly ideal. And then we're down into the 40s as far as our lows, and we'll start warming back up. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s by the end of next week, but still fairly pleasant out there. Just would be nice to have some rain. Right now, the humidity is 64%. Winds are from the north at 14 miles an hour. We have overcast skies, and it's 59.
Hi, this is Kyle Cassell, candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12, reminding you to get out and vote this November 6th. As a longtime resident of the area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at kylecassell.com. That's KYLECASCAL.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Many organizations use brainstorming as a way to generate new ideas, and usually it's done all wrong. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central. Thursdays on NBC.
To generate new ideas, organizations like to brainstorm. That is, get a group of people together to throw out any and all ideas.
Terrible. It's an absolute recipe for disaster.
David Minter, co-author of the book Lightning in a Bottle, says that kind of brainstorming is based on a false assumption that there are no bad ideas.
The problem is that there are a lot of bad ideas. In fact, if you look at the numbers and the failure rates, most ideas are bad. So if you're going to use brainstorming, what you need to do is you need to feed the hopper with information first. And all that means is give people a foundation for what is a problem you're trying to solve or what is a new product or service, what's been done in the past that worked or didn't work, and why didn't it work.
When you frame a brainstorming session that way, David says you're much more likely to generate good ideas. 9 out of 10 new businesses, products, and services fail. And David says the reason organizations have such a dismal failure rate is they give the job of developing new ideas to the wrong people.
It's a terribly difficult and dangerous job, and for reasons that still are mystifying, it's often given to junior-level people that really don't have any specialized training and are just kind of grasping at straws. And it's a very, very common thing that we see where the newest guy in the marketing group gets the hardest job.
You can link to David's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A grassroots effort to honor murdered Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman was approved at last night's College Station City Council meeting. Carl Mooney was part of the unanimous vote changing the name of Southwood Athletic Park.
And by honoring him, we establish a living legacy. We move beyond, and we give his family, we give his friends, and we give future generations here in College Station an opportunity to enjoy the Brian Bachman Community Park.
Little League President Damon Sladen was one of the organizers.
Courage, loyalty, and character are the three words that not only represent Little League Baseball, but also mark the unique correlation to the man that gave his life for us every day.
Next April, when the Little League season opens, a formal dedication will be held. A Bryan woman arrested for sending a bomb threat to Texas State University is also under investigation at A&M. 19-year-old Brittany Henderson is held in the Brazos County Jail pending transfer to San Marcos. No explosives were found on either campus following email threats sent on consecutive days last week. Texas State authorities say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to Henderson. She enrolled at Texas State in the fall semester last year and withdrew last month. A sixth suspect is being sought by College Station police from what was originally reported as an aggravated kidnapping. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is wanted for aggravated robbery and burglary as part of a drug deal 2 weeks ago. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a picture of Maxey. And a Bryan man was shot in the head last weekend because of illegal drugs. That's what witnesses told Bryan police before a College Station man was arrested for the murder of 19-year-old Trevor Williams. Detectives were told 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. went to Williams' home last Sunday to buy marijuana. Watson came out of the house saying they needed to leave, according to one of the witnesses, because,
According to Watson, "I may have shot him," referring to Williams. Watson's girlfriend told investigators she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night. Watson, who remains jailed on a bond of $200,000, told police he was at his girlfriend's apartment the entire day. A Bryan woman is accused of failing to stop after hitting a man crossing university at night a month ago. This week, College Station police arrested 38-year-old Kelly Perry. Officer Rhonda Seaton says that followed interviews with Perry and her ex-husband.
Suspect's ex-husband was visiting with officers, and he said that she had actually called him that night and told him that she had struck a person. She said that she didn't remember saying that, that she thought that she had struck a car. Well, officers were able to take the side mirror that we had in our possession, and it fit perfectly where the side mirror on her car was missing.
The victim, a 48-year-old local man, spent more than 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from multiple broken bones. There will be plenty of science-themed treats at A&M's Chemistry Open House from 10 to 3 tomorrow. Besides drawing nanopumpkins on silicon using a microscope, chemist James Betties says there's a special opportunity to view the building blocks of the universe.
We'll also be demonstrating another instrument called a scanning tunneling microscope. And so you'll actually get to come in and see a demo of this microscope in which you're actually going to get to see atoms. So we always talk about atoms, or we talk about, well, everything's made of atoms, but very few people have seen them. So you can come in, use our microscope, and you can actually look at some atoms.
Batiz says besides getting to ask questions and experience research methods firsthand, kids will receive goodie bags and printed copies of the nano pumpkins. With A&M football playing the next three games on the road, that should be enough time to replace Aggie flags lost in a College Station house fire Wednesday afternoon. Anna Maria Norris of the Consolidated High School Band Boosters says 100 flags were in the garage of the Cheryl and Pete Munoz home.
And I'm sure they are worried about the fact that some flags were in their garage. We're fortunate that it was a very small amount of flags, and you know, that's one thing we don't want them to worry about right now. Right now, as a band family, we're trying to take care of their immediate needs.
There is a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website, and donations of gift cards and cash can be made at tonight's Consolidated football game. The Munoz's co-chair of the fundraiser, which involves band members distributing 1,800 Aggie flags before and after every home football game. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. That's one of three announcements from the TxDOT office in Bryan. The other two involve traffic advisories. As construction continues on the West Villa Maria overpass at Harvey Mitchell Parkway, access from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell has been closed. And starting tonight, the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed through Monday morning. Online at WTAW.com is more information on all three items. Tire maintenance this Sunday means there will be times you might not hear WTAW. The transmitter will be turned off or power will be reduced, but you can listen to WTAW without interruption by using the recently updated Radio Aggieland smartphone app or online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date. October 25th through 27th,
massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, this is DJ Capner, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
Hey, good morning. It's almost 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Much cooler weather in store for the region over the next several days. Cold front continues to push down from the north and west. It will push off towards the south and east. We'll have clouds today. May start to see some breaks this afternoon. Looks like temperatures today will be around 65. Partly cloudy, 45 for tonight. Tomorrow, nice start to the weekend, sunshine and 65. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunshine with a high of 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Consol and Navasota are both at home. Brian is on the road, and we'll find out from the coaches what they're looking for in high school football. Aggie soccer went to overtime for the second time in a row, and World Series action all in 12 minutes.
All that and we probably won't get to it until after 7 o'clock, but sports that Kevin even doesn't have time for, we'll have, too, in addition.
What if I've forgotten now?
No, it's bobsledding tonight.
Oh, are you talking about Lolo?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Lolo. So there.
Can we make jokes about Cool Runnings?
What is Cool Runnings? Is that the...
It's a bobsled
About the Jamaican
bobsled
team?
Surely you've seen that movie.
No.
It's so old.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
It's a good movie.
So it appears that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton...
On her birthday.
Today's her birthday. Might not be leaving her gig after Election Day, after all.
Really?
She's telling the Wall Street Journal, a lot of people have talked to me about staying. Apparently the White House is not one of them.
Oh.
They're a little surprised by her comments.
Oops.
So... I don't know if it's a good surprise or a bad surprise. You know who's not happy about it is John Kerry, because John Kerry kind of wants that gig. So, see what happens, nonetheless. President Obama yesterday showed up in his hometown of Chicago so that he could vote. The picture that made the rounds on all the blogs is the one where the president's asked for his voter ID card. See, if you vote early, you have to show an ID to vote. They liked that in Texas a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They thought that was pretty cool. So, we'll see. Anyway, let's see what else.
Did you vote yet?
You know, I haven't. I really plan to. I've just been really busy this week.
Yeah,
me too. As busy as I get in my life, because I don't really get that busy. It's not like I'm out putting... shingles on roofs.
Yeah, we ain't breaking rocks.
No, it ain't like it's a real job here. But usually I do. I like to vote on the first day, actually, but I haven't, just hadn't gotten a chance to. I plan to do that today.
I was going to do that yesterday. I got caught up, too.
At least 50 to 100 Florida residents have received bogus letters over the past few days telling them that they are not eligible to vote. The letters, which have a postmark in Seattle, sent under the names of actual county election supervisors in Florida. They claim that information about the recipient's citizenship status has come to light. Now.
Sounds like a federal offense.
You're exactly right. It is a federal offense.
That's a 10-year prison term.
This would be a civil rights violation and possible election fraud as well. Got to find out who's behind it first, I guess, and see about that. 10-year prison term? Is that right?
Yep.
Been reading up on that, have you?
Well, there was a story about election fraud recently.
Yeah. And again, doesn't mean we'll have the answer on the Wednesday, the first day after the election. We may be digging around in the courts and, doing butterfly ballots and chads and all that kind of junk again. Mitt Romney has picked up a newspaper endorsement from an unusual place yesterday. The Detroit News threw its weight behind Mr. Romney, praising his resume of business success.
Interesting.
Well, it is, especially when you consider that the president did pretty much bail out the auto industry, mm-hmm. which has a lot of jobs in Detroit.
Really?
But, yeah. But in spite of all that, they feel like he is wrong-headed in some of the things that he does. Their words, wrong-headed. So they endorse Romney.
There was a very unflattering picture of the president on the Des Moines Register.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was he doing?
Well, that, if you'll remember, that was the paper the president did the editorial board interview and then said, but you can't run it.
Yeah, right. Tried to keep the comments off the record.
So I don't know if it was a shot at them or a shot at the presidency or not, but they put a really ugly, just kind of scowling picture.
Wow.
Was this before or after he called Romney a BSer?
About the same time.
Wow.
Okay.
The Detroit News is owned by the same guy who owns the Brian Eagle, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, that's not right. I'm sorry. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. It's Warren Buffett who owns the Eagle now.
Oh, I would have believed you.
Yeah, that's all right. Rupert Murdoch owns the Detroit News, which is kind of surprising. Okay, so you know who Lena Dunham is?
No.
Okay, Lena Dunham is 26 years old, and she is in the HBO show called Girls. Okay?
Okay.
She is talking about voting, but she uses the term first time. She says, your first time shouldn't be just with anybody. It should be somebody who really cares about you and understands women. And she says, the consequences are huge. And she said, then she says, you need to care about someone who, you need to choose someone who cares about health insurance and more importantly, birth control. She said, remembering the first time, she said, it was just wonderful. Well, obviously, people are a little bit upset about this. They're not happy. Well, what she's talking about is voting, and it's obviously geared toward the people who weren't old enough to vote before, so people who are 18 to 22 years of age.
I think the innuendo is kind of fun.
Yes, witness the fact that we don't know who this young lady is, but again, we ain't the demo.
Nope.
Okay? It's people who are 18 to 22, and so obviously folks are upset about this. What is really interesting about it, though, is Foreign Policy Magazine's Joshua Keating figured out that the Obama campaign stole the entire idea from Vladimir Putin.
Really?
He's the one who ran the original ad that took that focus. So, there you go. That's what they're doing to try to get those youngsters to vote.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center. And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide. During the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, garden gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Persimmons are like oysters. You either love them or you hate them. It's not hard to get people to express their opinions, but persimmons are a lot prettier than oysters, and that's why we've called this meeting today. We're here to discuss the virtues of this lovely little tree and the fruit and foliage it produces. It's prime time for persimmons. Details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? The fact is, you probably do. Hopefully, you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market are going to include onions, carrots, peas, collard, and mustard greens, broccoli, and cauliflower. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy, Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, East Texas blueberries, pecans, and Rio Grande Valley citrus. Oh my, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Again, the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. Even if you never plant persimmons for harvest, you can make a great case for including one in your landscape. They're attractive, small to mid-sized trees. Their bold leaves are dark green all summer, turning to bright shades of red, orange, and yellow in the fall. Their trunks are gnarly and fissured, adding great character to their surroundings during the winter. And then the fruit. What a glorious show it puts on from late fall into the winter, persisting even beyond the color change of the leaves. Texas is native home to two species of persimmons, American persimmons, Diosporus virginiana. They're native to the eastern half of the state and often found in groves where many seedlings have germinated side by side. When you allow them to develop on their own, they get 25, 30, 35 feet tall, 20 to 25 feet wide. Their fruit is quarter-sized and very astringent, puckerish, until it's exposed to at least one hard freeze. Texas persimmons, Diosporus texana, are native to the Texas Hill Country and other regions in the West. The small tree grows to 12 to 15 feet tall and wide, and they more closely resemble Yaupon holly trees than they do persimmons. Their fruit is small, round, and black. Real garden interest in persimmons in Texas, however, is focused on the several varieties of oriental persimmons, and that's Diosporus khaki. These are showy ones that you'll find in nurseries, especially firms that offer recommended, well-adapted types of fruit trees. Retailers will begin handling them soon after the holidays. You may even find them already growing in nurseries in containers. Persimmon trees need full sun for best growth and fruiting. Pay attention to each variety's expected mature size and be sure it'll fit where you want it. Plant your tree at the same depth at which it was growing in the nursery. Water it immediately after planting and use the excess soil you removed during the digging to make a berm to retain water as you irrigate. Bare-rooted trees should be pruned by half at the time of planting to compensate for root loss. Eureka is the most highly recommended type for Texas conditions. Trees are comparatively small at maturity, but they're dependable producers. Fuyu is a popular variety that produces mid-sized fruit. It's non-astringent, meaning that the fruit can be eaten even before it's fully ripened. It's self-fertile, which is nice. You don't have to have a second variety. Other varieties include Tananashi, Tamalpan, and Hychia. Persimmons are beautiful. They're gorgeous. They're orange fruit. That's tough for a guy from College Station to admit. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51, and we'll start off, of course, with the high school football report. Here's Zach Taylor.
Starting off in College Station tonight, 6-2 A&M Consolidated will host district opponent Oak Ridge at Tigerland Stadium. Consol is 3-1 in district following an overtime win against College Park last week. Coach David Raffield sat down and shared some of his thoughts on the 1-6 War Eagles.
They have about four guys that can really run, and a couple of the DBs, and they are spreading the football around a little bit more than they did a few weeks ago, and makes them a little dangerous.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7:30. You can catch Coach's pregame show at 7 and all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. On the other side of town, 2-6 Rudder looks to improve its record against district opponent Willis at Merrill Green Stadium. Rangers head coach C.M. Pierre talked about what he expects to see from the 2-5 Wildcats tonight.
Willis and Waller are a lot alike. Same offensive set, same defensive set. They're going to run a lot of motion. They're in what they call the pistol set, where shotgun, quarterback's in the shotgun set, tailback behind them. They do a pretty good job of it.
The matchup is set to begin at 7:30 with the pregame show starting at 7 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In Navasota, the number one 3A-ranked Rattlers will look to improve to 8-0 on the season when they host Rockdale tonight. Head coach Lee Fedora knows that the 4-4 Tigers will not be a team that goes away quietly.
They're a good team, and the thing is, when you look at their record, it's kind of deceiving because they've had probably more injuries than anybody in the state of Texas this year, but Coach Miller's done a good job. You know, they could have fell apart after that overtime loss to Taylor, but they came back. Massaville came to their place, and they played a sound game and got a big win there.
You can catch the coach's pregame show and all of the game on Navasota News 1550 starting at 7 o'clock. On the road, the 2-6 Bryan Vikings will look to turn their season around when they go up against the 4-3 Woodland Highlanders. Ross Rogers knows that for his team to win, they will have to overcome a strong and formidable Woodland squad.
4-3 is their record, but, you know, they've got numbers. Suit out a lot of kids. They've got big linemen, again. They've got a quarterback in Blaine Gillespie. Their receiver, Jamie Taylor, who, of course, a great wideout, is already committed to Division I school. And their sophomore running back, Patrick Carr, he's got a lot of speed and quickness. And defensively, they don't do a lot of different things. And they just kind of coach it a base defense and feel like they're big enough, strong enough to take care of all that.
That game is set to kick off at 7:30 at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. The game and the 7 o'clock pregame show will be broadcast on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And rounding out area high school football, 4-4 College Station High will host Aledine Davis tonight at Cougar Stadium at 7:30. And 4-3 St. Joe's takes on district opponent Shiner St. Paul and Bryan at 7:30 as well. And that's been your Friday football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Missed any part of that or you want to catch the podcast, you can do so by going to BrazosFootball.com. Turn our attention now to the boys' play on Saturday. A&M football hits the road to Auburn, and the Tigers are having a rough run at 1-6. Coach Sumlin this week in the media day said, quote, "When an animal is injured, it's at its most dangerous." And Azuma Owachukwu, everybody calls him Easy, said pretty much the same thing.
They're a talented team. They're a very talented team. And, you know, it's not like they don't have the athletes there. They don't have good coaching there. So I think that gives them even more of an edge to go out there and perform well. So you just have to bring it on a week-to-week basis, and I think that's just how every team approaches it.
Aggie kicks it tomorrow at 6, and Dave and Dave kick off the pregame presentation at 5 o'clock with all the action right here on WTAW. Moving down to Major League Baseball, San Fran is going to Detroit with a 2-0 lead in the World Series after blanking the Tigers last night.
Swinging a fly ball right center. This will be deep enough to score a run. Kelly makes the catch. Pagan will trot home. 2-0 Giants.
Well, you talk about a big run. There it is.
Huge.
Huge run.
It was a huge run, and that was all they would need. The Giants now travel to the Motor City for Game 3, and that will happen on Saturday night. Final score of that one, 2-0. Football, Tampa Bay rookie Doug Martin, first-round draft pick out of Boise State, ran 29 times, 135 yards, and also took a screen pass. He took it to the house.
Shotgun, here comes Fletcher. Swings the pass out. Caught by Doug Martin. Got a block. Martin to the 40. 45 to the 50. To the 45 to the 40. Martin down the sideline. 30, 25. Nobody's going to catch Doug Martin. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay routed Minnesota 36-17, handing the Vikings their first home loss this season. And finally, we wrap things up with Aggie soccer. Went to overtime yet again, but they pulled it out against Missouri 2-1. That was their regular season finale yesterday at Ellis Field. With the win, A&M runs their record to 16-3-1, 10-2-1 in the SEC, and they've secured the number 2 seed in next week's SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. Coach G says the way it plays out, more than likely they'll play Arkansas or South Carolina in the 12 p.m. Quarterfinal match. Razorbacks and Gamecocks face off at 4 on Monday, October the 29th, for the opening game of the tournament. That is your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Kroger pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from September 30th through October 31st. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Hey, ditch that dish and call Suttling today at 1-800-915-1866 and get the connection that can really make a difference for you. Make a difference more than ever between now and the 19th of November, because the Outdoor Channel is partnering with Suddenlink. You bring 10 canned food items by the Suddenlink office before the 19th, and you'll receive a free upgrade or a half price on a new service installed, and that's a $49 value. Lots of great shows on the Outdoor Channel. If you like that kind of thing, then there's plenty to choose from, and you can check the listings to find out about that. But remember, you can make a difference right here in your community right now by donating 10 canned food items at the Suddenlink office. Do that between now and the 19th to get that deal. Also, you get the fastest internet connection in town for as low as $20 a month. And then there's also, of course, SL200 HDTV with free HD when you bundle. Watch what you want when you want with a DVR. It really will change the way that you use your television. So call them again at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or go to sunlink.com for more information.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hi, Kyle Cassell here. How do you spell conservative in the Texas House of Representatives District 12 election? K-A-C-A-L. Looks like cackle, but pronounced Cassell. This election, vote for someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in this area, and caused...
There's some sprinkles out there in the city, but not very much. High temperature today will be 60 and kind of breezy. Winds up to the out of the north up to about 30 miles an hour. Tonight, 45 will be our low, with winds up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, 64, but still those north winds. It's 59 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Northeast could be in for it.
Looking at a generator. You know, it's time to have some backup.
Prepping for what could be a brutal storm.
Perhaps something that we haven't seen before in our lifetimes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says Hurricane Sandy could combine with a wintry storm and hit from the Carolinas up to Maine early next week.
The impact is going to be enormous for millions upon millions of people. A long duration event. We could see 24, 36 hours of 40 to 60 mile per hour winds.
Sandy's already killed 21 people in the Caribbean. The election's in 11 days and what's become a $2 billion campaign now when you combine candidate fundraising with super PAC donations. President Obama voted early. Taking a short trip to Chicago.
Now, ignore the fact that there's no gray hair in that picture.
Then he rallied one more time in Cleveland.
I bet on American workers.
Ending a two-day marathon of rallies in six states, Republican Mitt Romney's been in Ohio a lot.
We're going to have to grab that torch and hold it aloft. For our families, for our future, living for great and beautiful things.
Romney expands on his economic message this afternoon in Ames, Iowa, but it's Ohio that is believed to be so critical for the Republican ticket. Romney returns to Northern Ohio this evening. In Toledo, Ohio, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A suicide bombing in Afghanistan right outside a mosque as Muslims gather to celebrate a holiday. 36 people are dead. The Giants are halfway to winning the World Series. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter live in San Francisco.
And the Giants have thrown three shutouts in their last five games, including last night's 2-0 victory over the Tigers for a 2-0 lead in the World Series. After losing twice in the playoffs, winning pitcher Madison Bumgarner knows this one felt different.
Yeah, I went into the seventh inning instead of getting took out in the third.
Game three is tomorrow at Detroit, Dave.
Ron will get an update on economic growth later this hour. It's expected to be slow again last quarter. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Live and living. Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Fingers too, when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoham Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The police departments at Texas A&M and Texas State University are checking into the possibility that the same person emailed bomb threats last week. Lieutenant Alan Barone at Texas A&M says that connection's being investigated. Earlier this week, a former Texas State student from Bryan was arrested. Texas State Police say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. She remains held in the Brazos County Jail awaiting transport to Hayes County. Henderson, who enrolled at Texas State for the fall semester last year, withdrew last month. In San Marcos, no explosives were found after the admissions building and two residence halls were evacuated. A unanimous College Station City Council approved renaming Southwood Athletic Park for slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Ida Billows of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board read the more than 130 letters of support.
These are not just words. These letters are full of celebrations of Brian's life and their memories of his service to our community.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles made the motion.
I'm going to beg and plead with my colleagues to support this, and let's do this unanimously, because there's nothing greater we could do right now than to approve this.
A formal dedication will be held when the Little League season opens next April. Bryan police believe the College Station man accused of murdering 19-year-old Trevor Williams did so because of a failed drug deal. Detectives say several witnesses claim to have ridden with 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to buy marijuana at Williams' home. One of the witnesses said Watson left Williams' house with a black suitcase and stated they needed to go because, quoting Watson, "I may have shot him," referring to the victim. Watson told investigators he was with his girlfriend at her apartment the entire day, but the girlfriend told detectives she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night. Watson remains jailed in lieu of a $200,000 bond. College Station police have identified another suspect in an aggravated robbery and burglary earlier this month that was initially reported as a kidnapping. A photo of 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is on our website at WTAW.com. Five others were arrested related to a drug deal 2 weeks ago. And there's been an arrest in a College Station hit-and-run accident from a month ago. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the driver called police 4 days after a man was hospitalized for multiple broken bones after he was struck crossing University at night.
She spoke to officers
and tell them that she thought that she may have struck a tan car, but that she had pulled over and she had called and nobody had reported any accident, so she didn't think anything about it.
Seaton says there was no record of the driver calling 911 or the non-emergency police phone the night the man was hit. That and matching the driver's side mirror to the suspect's vehicle were among the factors leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Kelly Perry of Bryan. She's out of jail after posting bond. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire Wednesday afternoon. Cheryl and Pete Munoz, who own the home, co-chair the Aggie Flag fundraising program at Consolidated High School. Anna Maria Norris of the Band Boosters says the flags that were lost should be replaced by the next Aggie home football game.
Fortunately, you know, we have like almost 1,800 flags, but we found out there's loss of about maybe 100. A lot of them were the ones that were tattered and torn. But, of course, our band kid, he lost his flags, but it's about 100 flags, so it's not like the total loss. So that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Norris says benefits for the Munoz family include taking donations of cash and gift cards at tonight's Consolidated football game and a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website. You can experience science in a seasonal way tomorrow at Texas A&M's 25th Annual Chemistry Open House. Chemist James Baptiste says kids will be able to draw pumpkins on a computer chip viewed through a microscope.
Since it's near the Halloween season, one of the things we've chosen to do is allow kids to come in and use our atomic force microscope to actually draw nano pumpkins. So they get to actually come in, see how that microscope works, build this little structure, and then take that home with them with a little bag of candy as well.
Baptiste says kids can choose from several pumpkin patterns or a new Frankenstein design, and they'll get to take home a printed copy. The open house will be from 10 to 3 at the main chemistry building complex. The Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan is alerting motorists that the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed tonight through Monday morning. That's one of two traffic advisories, the other being access closed from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A third item involving TxDOT in Bryan was the Texas Transportation Commission yesterday approving more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. More information about all three items is available on our website at WTAW.com. And WTAW listeners are advised that there will be interruptions on Sunday. Tower maintenance will require the WTAW transmitter to be on reduced power and at some points be turned off. You're invited to listen online Sunday to WTAW.com or listen to your smartphone with the recently upgraded Radio Aggieland app. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnem and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnem and Flooring today.
In this year's election, there is finally something all parties agree on. Sterling Auto Group sells new cars, trucks, and SUVs for thousands less than the competition. And that makes Sterling Auto Group the clear choice. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. That's right, we'll give you top dollar for your trade. We have a huge selection of new GMC trucks with over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock. And with zero down, just $279 per month. Plus, get huge savings on all GMC Acadia and Buick Enclave SUVs with 0% APR for 72 months. No one delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. And if you don't drive here, you can't save here. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, 0 APR. $1,389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers for us.
There'll be some wet weather in a few spots this morning. I'm watching some showers and thunderstorms blow up off to our south and east. Any showers, though, will be ending. Look for a couple of breaks of sunshine before the day comes to an end, 65. Partly cloudy tonight, 45. Turning sunny for tomorrow with highs close to 65. Clear, cool tomorrow night, down to 40 to 45. And abundantly sunny for Sunday with a high of 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie soccer went to overtime. Now they're the SEC West champs, so we'll have some playoff information for you there as well. World Series action and high school football all to boot here in about 40 minutes.
But you know, it's not going to matter because there's going to be snow in the Northeast and 40 to 60 mile an hour winds for the next, 28 days? Is that what they're telling
me? Well, Frankenstorm is coming up the coast.
Frankenstorm. Oh, it's almost like the Northeast is the only place that gets any weather, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's just because the media only cares about the Northeast.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Because the rest of us, we don't matter.
Nope.
We don't matter. Hurricane Sandy roared across the Caribbean yesterday. Heavy rain. Now, what's going to happen is, because of this cold front, apparently it's going to turn the rain to snow. And again, we could have 40 to 60 mile an hour winds up there. This is an Arctic-driven winter system that is going to blast the Northeast. And as Kevin said, it's Frankenstorm.
Well, they're calling it the perfect storm, like the movie was made about a while back.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a 1+1=3 effect, as they say.
That's Aggie math.
New York and New Jersey expected to be hit the hardest. The Wall Street Journal, which is calling the event a snore Easter cane. Okay. It's not a nor'easter. It's got snow in it, and then there's the hurricane.
A snore Easter cane.
All I see is an old sleepy man with a cane walking to church on Easter.
Having to do with what?
A snore Easter cane.
Oh, a snore Easter cane, yeah.
Well, nah. That's the picture that popped
in
my head.
Well, this is going to be, again, 40 to 60 mile an hour winds for the next 28 days. Says the impact could be felt from Florida to Maine. Snow could stretch from this Sunday till next Wednesday. So, just remember, there won't be any other news in U.S. America because of the Snoreaster Kane Frankenstorm.
Oh, no, they may, you know, cancel the election.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know. Yeah, right now they're not going to do that. Hey, Barbara Walters and Donald Trump are at it again.
Yeehaw!
Nothing like two old people who can't make a fist fighting it out.
Yes, sir.
Barbara had a message for Donald Trump on The View on Thursday, the day after he had come up with his offer to donate $5 million to charity if President Obama would release his college grades and his passport application. Ms. Walters said to Donald in a message, "You and I have known each other for many years, and you know that I am your friend, and I think you are a brilliant businessman, and you're great on television, and you have a fascinating personality. Donald, you're making a fool of yourself. You're not hurting Obama. You're hurting Donald, and that hurts me because you're a decent man, so stop it. Get off of it, Donald." To which Donald then tweets to her, "Barbara, unfortunately, you've missed the entire point of my announcement. You just don't get it."
You're fired.
Well, she even took the effort of making it a sandwich. You know, where you say something nice,
yeah,
then you say your constructive criticism, and then you say something nice to finish it off.
There you go, a little word sandwich from...
You just didn't even appreciate it.
And Barbara's probably not even had a sandwich in like 20 years, so the fact that she'd know that actually held bread in her hand. "Why did you choose me as one of the most 10 fascinating people?" Donald asked, because she did at one point. All right, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Are you standing there today trying to figure it out? We're here to help.
Uh-oh.
We're here to help so that you can know what you are. New survey discovered our brand loyalties are closely tied with our political affiliation.
Really?
I'm going to give you two lists, okay? And then you decide which one is the Republican and which one is the Democrat. List one is Google, Amazon, Cheerios, Clorox, and Craftsman. List two is Fox News, History Channel, Craftsman, Chick-fil-A, and Johnson & Johnson. So which is which? Which is which? And if you'll notice, Craftsman is on both lists, which is really good. Which is really good. And I think that the dead giveaway would be the first item on the second list, Fox News. Because I'm figuring Democrats don't even have a remote that'll go to Fox News. Yeah.
Automatic skip.
So here you go. Here's the list again. If you're a Republican, you like Fox News, History Channel, Craftsman, Chick-fil-A, and Johnson & Johnson. If you're a Democrat, you're more likely to like Google, Amazon, Cheerios, Clorox, and Craftsman. Well, if you're a Republican, do you have no search engine? I mean, do you just wander around the internet aimlessly looking for random sites?
Or you just watch the History Channel.
That tells you everything you need to know?
You just go with Bing.
Oh, you go with Bing. I haven't done that. I mean, it's up there in the corner, and they make me want to do that, but they try to make me want to do
that. And it's relatively accurate because I hate Cheerios.
Do you?
I hate them.
Oh, what's that have to do with Bing?
Do you hate them more or less than you hate
them? Nothing. It was just one of the things that you were rattling off in the list.
So what's your favorite cereal?
I don't really have a favorite.
Really?
It would depend. If I'm not being healthy, I'm eating Fruity Pebbles till I die.
Get out of here. Really?
Oh, I love them.
Do your teeth just not scream?
No.
Ah. All right, Kat, yours?
I have several favorite cereals.
I know.
But my favorite of all time is a... No.
Okay.
I'm not that old-fashioned jerk.
All right, what is it? What's your favorite cereal?
There is a cereal they had in Chile called Chocapic.
See, once again, just as weird. And what does it taste like?
It's steel-cut wheat.
Steel-cut oats.
Oh, you guys are just
a mess. Okay, what's it taste like? What's it taste like?
It tastes kind of like a chocolate ice cream cone.
Really?
Yeah. Chocapic.
So it's like, it's a sweetened cereal.
Yeah, and there's no sugar on it. It's a little, they're kind of round little bowl-shaped things, and there's a dog in the cover. It's Chocapic.
Oh, okay, of course. Well, you'll have to get some shipped up here for us
try that. Oh, I will try my best.
It would have to sit in quarantine for too long.
Yeah, it probably would.
It would.
Okay, all right, how about an American-based cereal that we could relate to?
I like Cocoa Pebbles.
Really? I'm on here with two sugar freaks.
I also like Frosted Mini Wheats.
Golly.
I prefaced with healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the healthy choice. If I'm going healthy, I have several.
I do like Kashi, but I have to mix different Kashis together because some of them taste like styrofoam.
See, and that's just too much to pay for cereal.
But really,
just cereal.
You know that I don't really eat cereal very often.
Yeah, you're always, she's eating chili like at 9:05, okay?
Although this morning I did have an everything on it bagel.
Did you?
With some cream cheese, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to have lamb stew at 9:05.
Yesterday I had spaghetti and collard greens.
See,
so.
Perfect. I mean, you can't imagine what the break room smells like at 9:15. It's just, it is incredible. Yeah.
Hey now.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad kind of got me plugged into sugar-free cereals early on, and so I never really kind of liked those things. Honey Nut Cheerios is about as far as I go.
Now, see, I prefer real Cheerios over Honey Nut
Cheerios.
Oh,
I do, too. But I'm saying if I went to a sweetened cereal, it was that. But, I mean, I was eating Wheat Chex when I was, like, 10.
Now, Chex are yummy.
See, I didn't get any of that either until I got to college and the football training table. You got whatever you wanted.
Once you escape from home, you can eat.
But how about Cap'n Crunch? You didn't, y'all didn't eat Cap'n Crunch?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I like it okay, but it makes your teeth feel greasy.
It does. Well, yes. I couldn't imagine it. I mean, from the very beginning. Really? Okay. But anyhow, my kids hated me for that because I wouldn't buy that stuff.
You are not the cool dad.
Oh, but Lucky Charms sure are good.
Now, how old are those marshmallows? Oh. Come on.
That question's getting old, Scott.
How
old is that question?
That. Yeah, well, think about that. When the marshmallows crunch, those are old marshmallows.
That's how they're intended to be.
Okay. Hey, here's a new chapter in the gun debate for the nation. You see this?
And that was something completely different.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yesterday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's the one in Houston, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's pretty dang conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday upheld a ban on the sale of handguns to people under the age of 21.
Really?
Yes, they did. The NRA had argued that 18 to 20-year-olds had the right to buy handguns under the Second Amendment.
Well, wait a second. So you can be... So are all the soldiers not going to be able to have guns now?
Well, no, they didn't buy them. They're given to them.
Well, that seems kind of... but crooked. If you can't buy a gun, if you're forced to shoot one, if you can be drafted and be forced to shoot a gun, why can't you buy a gun?
Well, see, for years, you're young, you don't remember. There was a time when people could go to war, but they couldn't vote.
That's true.
Wow. Think
about that.
It doesn't
mean it was right.
That's exactly right, but that's what I'm saying is here's the latest addition of that. The NRA had argued that 18 to 20 year olds had the right to buy handguns under the Second Amendment and the equal protection of the Fifth Amendment. But this was a unanimous ruling by the three judges.
Wow.
They ruled it that the law passed in 1968 should stand and added that the nation's founders believed that some groups could be disarmed without violating their right to bear arms.
Now, I have a question, too. Well, isn't 18 the age at which you are tried as an adult in a court of law?
That's, not necessarily.
It depends. It does depend. But in some cases, two of the three justices were appointed by George W. Bush, and the other was appointed by Jimmy Carter. So now the NRA has to decide whether it wants to go to the U.S. Supreme Court with yet one more gun case. Unlikely that they will, and it's even less likely that the high court would even take a look at the case, at least right now. So that is a little surprising, again, especially to come from this particular court, to come from Fifth Circuit Court, again, one of the more conservative. But
I find it kind of funny that, you know, they're waiting till you're old enough to drink.
Yeah.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 7:26. Time for a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today. We'll get to 60. There'll be some sunshine later on, but at least not for right now. We kind of thought we'd get some showers this morning. There's only a 30% chance, and they've been hit and miss, just kind of little sprinkles out there. But we are going to have windy conditions today. North winds 15 to 20, gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, low of about 45, and the winds will still be up pretty high, up to about 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunshine out there, high of 64, but again, windy, winds from the north at 20. And tomorrow night, 42, kind of chilly. Continues to gradually warm up as we move on toward the end of the weekend and into early next week. And really, Monday and Tuesday ought to be very, very nice with high temperatures right around 70 to between 70 and 73. Right now, however, we have winds from the north at 16, gusting up to 23. Humidity is 67%. We have 56 degrees.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The experts are surprised. U.S. oil production is growing so fast that we are poised to overtake Saudi Arabia as the world's top oil producer within the next year. Right now, our production stands at 10.9 million barrels of oil a day. That's a 7% increase over the last year, and it represents the single biggest one-year gain since 1951. The Saudis produce 11.6 million barrels a year, so we're already nipping at their heels. Jim Burkhard, top researcher at an energy production firm, says that if 5 years ago he or anyone else had predicted the kind of growth It's taken place. People would have thought we were crazy. Reagan did in the 80s. The increased production is in states like North Dakota, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Montana, and Texas. In those states, the jobless rates are way lower than the 7.8% the regime claims is the current national figure. North Dakota, 3%. Oklahoma, 5% unemployment. Mitt Romney has been pointing out that the growth is on private, not government land. It's in spite of the Obama policies. And he's right. Remember, early on in the campaign, the Obama team openly mocked Sarah Palin for her drill baby drill stance in 2008. Now, maybe somebody will ask Sarah what she thinks of all this drilling. But aside from leading to lower prices and maybe one day energy independence, this oil production boom can do something else. It can change the balance of political power. Away from Middle East oil producers, all in all, more oil is a wonderful thing. So drill, baby, drill.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A grassroots effort to honor murdered Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman was approved at last night's College Station City Council meeting. Carl Mooney was part of the unanimous vote changing the name of Southwood Athletic Park.
And by honoring him, we establish a living legacy. We move beyond, and we give his family, we give his friends, and we give future generations here in College Station an opportunity to enjoy the Brian Bachman Community Park.
Little League President Damon Sladen was one of the organizers.
Courage, loyalty, and character are the three words that not only represent Little League Baseball, but also mark the unique correlation to the man that gave his life for us every day.
Next April, when the Little League season opens, a formal dedication will be held. A Bryan woman arrested for sending a bomb threat to Texas State University is also under investigation at A&M. 19-year-old Brittany Henderson is held in the Brazos County Jail pending transfer to San Marcos. No explosives were found on either campus following email threats sent on consecutive dates last week. Texas State authorities say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to Henderson. She enrolled at Texas State in the fall semester last year and withdrew last month. A sixth suspect is being sought by College Station police for what was originally reported as an aggravated kidnapping. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is wanted for aggravated robbery and burglary as part of a drug deal 2 weeks ago. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a picture of Maxey.
A Bryan man was shot in the head last weekend because of illegal drugs. That's what witnesses told Bryan police before a College Station man was arrested for the murder of 19-year-old Trevor Williams. Detectives were told 27-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. went to Williams' home last Sunday to buy marijuana. Watson came out of the house saying they needed to leave, according to one of the witnesses, because, according to Watson, "I may have shot him," referring to Williams. Watson's girlfriend told investigators she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night. Watson, who remains jailed on a bond of $200,000, told police he was at his girlfriend's apartment the entire day. A Bryan woman is accused of failing to stop after hitting a man crossing University at night a month ago. This week, College Station police arrested 38-year-old Kelly Perry. Officer Rhonda Seaton says that followed interviews with Perry and her ex-husband.
Suspect's ex-husband was visiting with officers, and he said that she had actually called him that night and told him that she had struck a person. She said that she didn't remember saying that, that she thought that she had struck a car. Well, officers were able to take the side mirror that we had in our possession, and it fit perfectly where the side mirror on her car was missing.
The victim, a 48-year-old local man, spent more than 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from multiple broken bones. There will be plenty of science-themed treats at A&M's Chemistry Open House from 10 to 3 tomorrow. Besides drawing nanopumpkins on silicon using a microscope, chemist James Batiste says there's a special opportunity to view the building blocks of the universe.
We'll also be demonstrating another instrument called a scanning tunneling microscope. And so you'll actually get to come in and see a demo of this microscope in which you're actually going to get to see atoms. So we always talk about atoms, or we talk about, well, everything's made of atoms, but very few people have seen them. So you can come in, use our microscope, and you can actually look at some atoms.
Batiste says besides getting to ask questions and experience research methods firsthand, kids will receive goodie bags and printed copies of the nano pumpkins. With A&M football playing the next three games on the road, that should be enough time to replace Aggie flags lost in a College Station house fire Wednesday afternoon. Anna Maria Norris of the Consolidated High School Band Booster says 100 flags were in the garage of the Cheryl and Pete Munoz home.
And I'm sure they are worried about the fact that some flags were in their garage. We're fortunate that it was a very small amount of flags, and you know, that's one thing we don't want them to worry about right now. Right now, as a fan family, we're trying to take care of their immediate needs.
There is a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website, and donations of gift cards and cash can be made at tonight's Consolidated football game. The Munoz's co-chair the fundraiser, which involves band members distributing 1,800 Aggie flags before and after every home football game. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. That's one of three announcements from the TxDOT office in Bryan. The other two involve traffic advisories. As construction continues on the west Villa Maria overpass at Harvey Mitchell Parkway, access from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell has been closed. And starting tonight, the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed through Monday morning. Online at WTAW.com is more information on all three items. And tower maintenance this Sunday means there will be times you might not hear WTAW. The transmitter will be turned off or power will be reduced, but you can listen to WTAW without interruption by using the recently updated Radio Aguiland smartphone app or going online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it all day long at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
According to the calendar, October brings cooler weather, but this is Texas, so not so fast, my friends. Once again, it's Rattlers to the Rescue with specials on food and beverages. New, fresh brewed tea, only 49 cents, any size. Or grab a quick lunch with a hot dog and any size fountain drink for just $1.49. Add a six-pack of Coke products to your list for only $1.99. And take home 12 packs of Budweiser, Miller, or Coors family of products where applicable for only $10.99. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. During my service as mayor, we formed the TMPA and constructed the Dansby Power Plant which today is one of the best electric systems in Texas. We initiated the largest infrastructure in the city's history, paving 90 miles of dirt streets. I stand behind my record of accomplishments, and I ask you to cast your vote for Lloyd Joyce for Bryan City Council. I approve this political advertisement.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with the full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here's the weather. Here's the weather. There you go.
Much cooler weather in store for the region over the next several days. Cold front continues to push down from the north and west. It will push off towards the south and east. We'll have clouds today. May start to see some breaks this afternoon. Looks like temperatures today will be around 65. Partly cloudy, 45 for tonight. Tomorrow, nice start to the weekend. Sunshine and 65. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunshine with a high of 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
2-3-4.
Swinging a fly ball right center. This will be deep enough to score a run.
And that may have been all they needed. Find out more about the World Series coming up in just a little bit. Also, Brazos football is chocked full with high school games tonight. A&M's on the road, and we'll tell you all about that here in about 12 minutes.
So some hit-and-miss showers out there. Just be careful if you're out there. 695-1620 for Renaissance tickets. The question is, how many inches are there in one-quarter yard? 695-1620, 695-1620. Let's go. How many inches are there in one-quarter yard?
11-1.
Yeah, okay. 695-1620. How fast can you do math in your head?
11-1.
Okay. You're turning to your child saying, write this down. Okay. How many inches in a quarter yard?
Or even worse, keying it into their smartphone. That's it.
What's the answer?
9.
Thank you. Hang on. What's the answer?
9 inches.
All right. What's the answer? Oh, dang. He needs to call me back. Yep, they need to call me back. Okay. Second guy needs to call me back in a minute. I cut him off. I didn't mean to do that. And he had the right answer.
That's a red-letter day, technically, for us today.
Yeah, what, wow. Did I cut somebody off?
You hung up on two different people with the right answer?
Yeah, no. I got the first guy.
Oh, you got his information?
Yeah, no, I'm about to.
Oh.
Hi there, who's this? Hello? Hello? What am I? Oh, you're killing me.
Attaboy. You're Ofer.
Maybe they should start calling the newsroom.
Yeah, really.
I mean, not to insult you
no,
or anything.
It's okay.
But...
it's always been a tradition. Hello.
Hello.
What's going
9
on?
9 inches.
What?
I just dropped my kid off to go on a field trip. You
did
know?
You? Where's the child? Yeah. Where's the field trip?
To Fort Worth to see the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Wow.
That's a cool field trip.
Now, when
how cool is that?
When did they get back?
Probably 4:30 or 5 this afternoon.
So
yeah.
It's hurry up there, look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, walk by, don't touch anything, and get back in the bus, right?
Well, supposedly they're going to get to play around in a simulated dig, too.
Oh, really?
Now that is, I would yeah. love that. Yeah. I probably still would love that.
Go play in the dirt, huh?
Go play in the dirt and find sharp, pointy pieces of pottery. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can come over and do that in my backyard
yeah,
if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, get stuff
out
of the yard.
She wants pottery, not broken glass, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, I did. All right. Hold on just a second. You got tickets. Hello?
9 inches.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
I need some people's names
I'm going to get them. Just hang on. It's okay. It'll be all right. Hi there.
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, not a lot.
Huh?
Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, there's at least three of us. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot.
Okay.
During the weather.
Okay. Well, good.
Just
all right.
Riveting radio, boy.
All right. What's your name? Ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Julie
what?
Julie.
Uh-huh.
Clark.
Julie Clark. Has that got an E on the end of it?
No E on the end.
What do you do, Julie?
I am homemaker and homeschooling mom.
Oh, all right.
Awesome.
Well, all right, so I got a pair of tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival for you.
Okay, sounds
all right.
Great.
All right, it's for Sundays only, and this Sunday ought to be nice weather, so...
Sunday is our church's 120th anniversary celebration.
Well, that's good. Enjoy that. It's good for any Sunday. It goes through November, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. Come by and pick them up at the Crystal Park Plaza. Okay, who's this?
James Luster. What?
Luster?
Yes, sir.
L-U-S-T-E-R?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. Thank you. God. See if I can mess that up any worse.
Aw. Yeah.
I was just going to get a couple of winners, you know, and what I did is I hit drop instead of hold, which, you know, and I'm really sorry to that guy who I didn't give tickets.
If it makes you feel better.
What?
Sometimes in the morning I say all kinds of really weird stuff when I'm trying to record.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm doing live radio here. I ain't recording. All right, so you've always wondered whether or not there really is a Bigfoot, right? And you're not alone. Have you ever wondered? I haven't really cared, but I know that there are people out there who do.
I care more about dinosaurs, but I do find a large amount of entertainment in the whole debate.
I don't think dinosaurs exist. I think that's safe now. I don't think there are any of them still alive.
Not even in the Nile.
No, they
oh,
may
goody.
Have
the Amazon.
Getting our tinfoil hats out on Friday. This is awesome.
What is a tinfoil hat? I would think a different kind of person has a tinfoil hat from the kind that is like, oh, there really are dinosaurs in the jungle.
There have been elusive sightings of the Bigfoot in various reality shows that have focused on locating the half-man, half-animal creature. Don't you just get the big beef jerky out? He comes out for that, doesn't he?
You can rough talk him and run him off.
That's it. Deadline.com reports that Lloyd's of London has put up cash and Spike TV will be doing a one-hour reality series called the $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty. On the series, various teams of scientists, zoologists, and actual Bigfoot hunters will try to locate the critter, and they can show this irrefutable proof, then they will win a $10 million prize. Now, you see, are you going to watch? Or are you just going to wait until they find it? Because if they're searching unsuccessfully, why would that be anything that you would want to watch?
Well, there's a lot of shows that are people searching unsuccessfully.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, my point.
It's called The Bachelor.
What is that? I mean,
oh dear.
How long has that Ghost Hunter show been on TV? Have you seen a ghost yet?
Yes.
Have you?
Well, they've got creepy stuff on that show.
Okay, they got creepy stuff, but is it really a ghost?
Well, are you looking for something in a sheet?
Well, I don't know. So what?
The Friends Association of the Symphony Orchestra will host Dress to a T, an afternoon tea and fashion show, Thursday, November 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. at Miramount Country Club in Bryan. Fashions will be provided by Charlie, Gemini, Morgan Fitzgerald's, and Wits End. The cost is $50 per person. Proceeds will support the Brazos Valley Symphony Society's educational programs for children. For additional information, call 690-6102 or 774-4344.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When the music stops and the curtain falls on your days as a mother or father, what will you remember? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're a parent, your life is probably filled with appointments and obligations. One mother said she felt like a glorified taxi driver carting around a bunch of bad tippers. She was expressing a growing fatigue that comes with a busy and overstretched lifestyle. If you're currently in the thick of a struggle with a son or daughter, or battling burnout, step back for a moment, then look ahead by looking back. The key to living a regret-free life is often found in one's ability to see the end at the beginning. When you're old and gray and the kids are grown and gone, what will you remember? Will you look back with a sense of peace and joy? Or will you have regrets and wonder what could have been? As for me, I'll remember hearing those first cries and holding Trent and Troy tight. Scared to death that I'd drop one of them, but knowing I never would. Late night drives around a dark neighborhood to soothe the colicky baby. First steps, first words, and last minute midnight toy assembly jobs at Christmas Eve. Vacations on a tight budget, cold and wet tents, cars and trailers that won't run, and kids that won't stop. Skinned knees and bloody noses. These are a smattering of the memories that time won't scatter. Because in the end, these are among the few things that will really matter. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Live and living color. Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies.
Live and living color.
The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
It goes to when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says, Catch Me delivers a genuine
starting off
pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
You know, we talk about Tim Till. We always talk about this being the Aggie Dome and how rain just seems to separate before it gets here and
yep.
We don't get any of that. Well, it's kind of the reverse this morning. This stuff has popped up in about the last 30 minutes, and we got some pretty substantial rain going on in the center part of the county right
really?
Now. So, yeah, for the people who are, you know, in their typical 12-minute commute, there's some fairly heavy rain out there, so watch for that. And, again, it's built up just in the last 30 minutes, so one of those little strange things.
With the proverbial, yeah, I've got to drive all the way to Bryan.
Yeah, really.
Here we go. Starting off with sports. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51, and we'll start off with the Friday high school football report. Here is Zach Taylor.
Starting off in College Station tonight, 6-2 A&M Consolidated will host district opponent Oak Ridge at Tigerland Stadium. Consol is 3-1 in district following an overtime win against College Park last week. Coach David Raffield sat down and shared some of his thoughts on the 1-6 War Eagles.
They have about four guys that can really run, a couple of the DBs, and they are spreading the football around a little bit more than they did a few weeks ago, and makes them a little dangerous.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7:30. You can catch Coach's pregame show at 7 and all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. On the other side of town, 2-6 Rudder looks to improve its record against district opponent Willis at Merrill Green Stadium. Rangers head coach C.M. Pierre talked about what he expects to see from the 2-5 Wildcats tonight.
Willis and Waller are a lot alike. Same offensive set, same defensive set. They're going to run a lot of motion. They're in what they call the pistol set, where shotgun, quarterback's in the shotgun set, tailback behind them. They do a pretty good job of it.
The matchup is set to begin at 7:30 with the pregame show starting at 7 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In Navasota, the number 1 3A-ranked Rattlers will look to improve to 8-0 on the season when they host Rockdale tonight. Head coach Lee Fedora knows that the 4-4 Tigers will not be a team that goes away quietly.
They're a good team, and the thing is, when you look at their record, it's kind of deceiving because they've had probably more injuries than anybody in the state of Texas this year, but Coach Miller's done a good job. You know, they could have fell apart after that overtime loss to Taylor, but they came back. Massaville came to their place, and they played a sound game and got a big win there.
You can catch the coach's pregame show and all of the game on Navasota News 1550 starting at 7 o'clock. On the road, the 2-6 Bryan Vikings will look to turn their season around when they go up against the 4-3 Woodland Highlanders. Ross Rogers knows that for his team to win, they will have to overcome a strong and formidable Woodland squad.
4-3 is their record, but, you know, they've got numbers. Suited out a lot of kids. They've got big linemen, again. They've got a quarterback in Blaine Gillespie. Their receiver, Jamie Taylor, who, of course, a great wideout, is already committed to Division I school. And their sophomore running back, Patrick Carr, he's got a lot of speed and quickness. And defensively, they don't do a lot of different things. And they just kind of they coach it a base defense and feel like they're big enough, strong enough to take care of all that.
That game is set to kick off at 7:30 at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. The game and the 7 o'clock pregame show will be broadcast on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And rounding out area high school football, 4-4 College Station High will host Aledine Davis tonight at Cougar Stadium at 7:30. And 4-3 St. Joe's takes on district opponent Shiner St. Paul and Bryan at 7:30 as well. And that's been your Friday football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Want to get more football information, high school football information? You can do that at BrazosFootball.com. Moving on now to A&M football. They hit the road to take on Auburn. The Tigers are having a rough season at 1-6, but they have, over the last 3 years, acquired the top 10 recruiting classes of the last 3 years. And Azuma Owachukwu says there's somebody to be worried about.
They're a talented team. They're a very talented team. And, you know, it's not like they don't have the athletes there. They don't have good coaching there. So I think that gives them even more of an edge to go out there and perform well. So you just have to bring it on a week-to-week basis, and I think that's just how every team approaches it.
With a win, the Aggs are actually bowl eligible. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock tomorrow. Dave and David take things over at 5 right here on WTAW. Chelsea Jones scored the golden goal in overtime to send A&M soccer to a 2-1 win over the Missouri Tigers in regular season finale yesterday at Ellis Field. With the win, A&M runs their record to 16-3-1, 10-2-1 in the SEC, and they've secured the number 2 seed in next week's SEC tournament. Aggies will meet either Arkansas or South Carolina in a noon quarterfinals match. In baseball, San Fran is doing quite well, thank you, and they handed it to Detroit, now 2-0 with a lead in the World Series after blanking the Tigers last night.
Swinging a fly ball right center. This will be deep enough to score a run. Kelly makes the catch. Pagan will trot home. 2-0 Giants.
Well, you talk about a big run. There it is.
Huge.
Huge run.
Huge run. Hunter Pence makes it a 2-0 game.
And that's how it finished. 2-0. Giants now travel to Motor City for game 3 Saturday night. And finally, in football, Tampa Bay rookie Doug Martin, the first-round draft pick out of Boise State, had 29 carries, 135 yards, and took a screen pass to the house.
Shotgun, here comes Fletcher. Swings the pass out. Caught by Doug Martin. Got a block. Martin to the 40. 45 to the 50. To the 45 to the 40. Martin down the sideline. 30, 25. Nobody's going to catch Doug Martin. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay routed Minnesota 36-17, handing the Vikings their first loss at home of the season. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're getting some shower activity out there in the
Yeah, I saw it on the windows.
Yes, it's. I saw it on the radar. Hey. Okay, so tonight at 7 o'clock, I just can't wait. It is once again...
The Ice Capades?
No, it's the reimagined 1960s comedy, The Munsters, coming back. It's called Mockingbird Lane.
Oh,
that'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock.
Starring...
can't wait. I don't know.
Big names, then.
Portia de Rossi's on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's on there. And let's see, Eddie Izzard. Do we know him?
Oh, yes. He's incredibly funny.
He's a cross-dressing British comedian.
Perfect. He'll be Grandpa.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be... Eddie Izzard is one of the funniest guys ever.
And Mason Cook from Spy Kids will be Eddie. So.
Incidentally, Eddie Izzard went to the same college I went to.
Ah, there you go. Y'all wear the same sweater on game day. And Jerry O'Connell will star as Herman Munster. He's not tall enough to be Herman Munster, is he?
I don't know.
Have to be big and tall to do that?
Yeah, one would think.
All right, we'll see how that works out anyway. It could be, I don't know, it could be like the Munsters with midgets, and that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. So,
what channel?
NBC. So,
all right, I may have to record that one.
Looking forward to that. Just
give us an update on Monday.
See how that works out. Much of it you want. And guess what? People did.
You can lock the door and say it was not for indoors.
You could call 911. I mean, I don't know. How is that a poorly worded ad? That doesn't seem to be in any way confusing. Now they're upset because all their possessions are gone. Once again, self-induced misery.
Yeah, that was...
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 11 days before an election, there's a lot of talk about the economy, and a key new report is just out on growth. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has it live at the White House.
The government reports the economy grew at a 2% annual rate in the period from July through September. Consumers were spending more, and so was the government. On the other hand, exports dropped for the first time in 3 years, and businesses held back on capital investments. Now, that's up from the 1.3% growth rate of the second quarter, but it's still far too weak to trigger robust hiring. And the 1.74% growth rate for the year so far remains behind last year's anemic growth rate. Dave?
Now, Mike, Mitt Romney's been hammering the president for failing on the economy, saying his plans are to...
cut spending, to cap federal spending, and finally get us on track to a balanced budget.
This afternoon in Ames, Iowa, the Republican will further detail his economic plan, then rally again in Ohio. The president keeps attacking Romney's plan.
The only way to pay for it is either by blowing a hole in the deficit, making it even bigger, or... making your taxes higher.
Today he's back at the White House after rallying in six states the past 2 days. Hurricane Sandy has been destructive and deadly in the Caribbean, killing 21 people. And there is fear it could evolve into something even nastier when it hits the U.S. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
It's nicknamed Frankenstorm, and it's set to hit the East Coast as early as Tuesday morning. Meteorologists say it's going to be a combination of Sandy as a hurricane or tropical storm, combining with a cold Arctic front and an eastbound winter storm. The Jersey Shore bracing for the impact.
You try and be as prepared as you can. There's only so many things that you can do. We hope and pray that... the storm goes east.
Hundreds of thousands of people could have their power knocked out, so utility companies throughout the region are gearing up. Experts predict at least $1 billion in damages. Dave?
And Courtney Sandy moving past the Bahamas now. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
...but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
We're in the middle of a sales event that's going on right now at RV Station. Now, it started yesterday and it ends tomorrow. That's it. 3 days, 72 hours only. And you'll find massive savings, so you need to get there today. Here's the deal. They've decided at RV Station they need to have the largest inventory reduction sale ever, so you get a chance to take advantage. Doesn't matter whether you want a towable camper, toy haulers, fifth wheelers, you can save thousands of all of those. And not just new items either. You'll find up to 50% off the MSRP on selected pre-owned units. And not just any units, they're names that you know like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Avalanche. All right there. And there'll be bankers on hand to help you with the financing. Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. So check out the incredible prices and deals first online. That's at rvstationonline.com. Then go to the lot at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. This is your chance. Best time right now. Sale started yesterday. It ends tomorrow. Again, check them out online at rvstationonline.com, then head over to the lot at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The police departments at Texas A&M and Texas State University are checking into the possibility that the same person emailed bomb threats last week. Lieutenant Alan Barone at A&M says that connection's being investigated. Earlier this week, a former Texas State student from Bryan was arrested. Texas State Police say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. She remains held in the Brazos County Jail awaiting transportation to Hays County. Henderson, who enrolled at Texas State for the fall semester last year, withdrew last month. In San Marcos, no explosives were found after the admissions building and two residence halls were evacuated. A unanimous College Station City Council approved renaming Southwood Athletic Park for slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Ida Billows of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board read the more than 130 letters in support.
These are not just words. These letters are full of celebrations of Brian's life and their memories of his service to our community.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles made the motion.
I'm going to beg and plead with my colleagues to support this, and let's do this unanimously because there's nothing greater we could do right now than to approve this.
A formal dedication will be held when the Little League season opens next April. Bryan police believe the College Station man accused of murdering 19-year-old Trevor Williams did so because of a failed drug deal. Detectives say several witnesses claim to have ridden with 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to buy marijuana at Williams' home. One of the witnesses said Watson left Williams' house with a black suitcase and stated they needed to go because, quoting Watson, "I may have shot him," referring to the victim. Watson told investigators he was with his girlfriend at her apartment the entire day, but the girlfriend told detectives she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night. Watson remains jailed in lieu of a $200,000 bond. College Station police have identified another suspect in an aggravated robbery and burglary earlier this month that was initially reported as a kidnapping. A photo of 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is on our website at WTAW.com. Five others were arrested related to a drug deal 2 weeks ago. And there's been an arrest in a College Station hit-and-run accident from a month ago. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the driver called police 4 days after a man was hospitalized for multiple broken bones after he was struck crossing University at night.
She spoke to officers and told them that she thought that she may have struck a tan car, but that she'd pulled over and she had called and nobody had reported any accident, so she didn't think anything about it.
Seaton says there was no record of the driver calling 911 or the non-emergency police phone the night the man was hit. That and matching the driver's side mirror to the suspect's vehicle were among the factors leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Kelly Perry O'Brien. She's out of jail after posting bond. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire Wednesday afternoon. Cheryl and Pete Munoz, who own the home, co-chair the Aggie Flag fundraising program at Consolidated High School. Anna Maria Norris of the Band Boosters says the flags that were lost should be replaced by the next Aggie home football game.
Fortunately, you know, we have like almost 1,800 flags, but we found out there's loss of about maybe 100. A lot of them were the ones that were tattered and torn. But, of course, our band kid, he lost his flags, but it's about 100 flags, so it's not like the total loss. So that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Norris says benefits for the Munoz family include taking donations of cash and gift cards at tonight's Consolidated football game and a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website. You can experience science in a seasonal way tomorrow at Texas A&M's 25th Annual Chemistry Open House. Chemist James Batiz says kids will be able to draw pumpkins on a computer chip viewed through a microscope.
Since it's near the Halloween season, one of the things we've chosen to do is allow kids to come in and use our atomic force microscope to actually draw nano pumpkins. So they get to actually come in, see how that microscope works, build this little structure, and then take that home with them with a little bag of candy as well.
Batiz says kids can choose from several pumpkin patterns or a new Frankenstein design, and they'll get to take home a printed copy. The open house will be from 10 to 3 at the main chemistry building complex. The Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan is alerting motorists that the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed tonight through Monday morning. That's one of two traffic advisories, the other being access closed from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A third item involving TxDOT in Bryan was the Texas Transportation Commission yesterday approving more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. More information about all three items is available on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW listeners are advised that there will be interruptions on Sunday. Tower maintenance will require the WTAW transmitter to be on reduced power and at sometimes be turned off. You're invited to listen online Sunday at WTAW.com or listen to your smartphone with the recently upgraded Radio Aggieland app. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
We have enough politicians in Austin. How about we send someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in the area, and calls District 12 his home? Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. Go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12.
I paid for and approved this ad.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
There'll be some wet weather in a few spots this morning. I'm watching some showers and thunderstorms blow up off to our south and east. Any showers, though, will be ending. Look for a couple of breaks of sunshine before the day comes to an end, 65. Partly cloudy tonight, 45. Turning sunny for tomorrow with highs close to 65. Clear, cool tomorrow night, down to 40 to 45. And abundantly sunny for Sunday with a high of 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Got us a story from Kent, Tennessee today. You know, folks get married and they split up and things get bad sometimes.
I believe in Kent that's called being hitched.
Yeah. They get hitched and bad things can happen sometimes, and then you got to go before the magistrate and get you a temporary restraining order and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, when you get married, that always happens.
Yeah,
don't it?
And just in case, there's sometimes people who just won't pay attention to that. They basically breach a court order, you know, and that causes a problem. And this guy did. He followed his wife to McDonald's, and he wasn't supposed to do that. So, of course, She turns around and calls the law, and they come out there. You know, police show up, and they tell him, you know, there's a restraining order against you. You can't, I don't believe you can see her, but I need to get some identification here as you stand in the Golden Arches parking lot. Pulled out his driver's license. His name's Ronald McDonald.
Are you serious?
Did I make that up?
Get out of here.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. Ronald McDonald followed his wife, his estranged wife, to the Golden Arches.
He's having an affair with his brother.
Yeah.
God.
Mayor McCheese was seeing it all. Yeah. Though, I'm telling you. All right.
He was trying to hamburgle.
That's it. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station.
How are you today? Doing well. Thank you.
We're not going to do a Jethro trivia today. It's gotten to the point where we're covering the Jethro trivia subjects, and it really bothers me because that means we're doing way too much pop culture news. We've got to back that down a little bit. However, we do have today a list of unusual ways that people have accidentally lost or destroyed their cell phones over the last year.
Oh, okay.
There's the 40-something-year-old woman who admitted that she accidentally baked her Nokia inside a birthday cake.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you know when it's done?
I know. Does it fall in
there's
the bag?
There's an app for that. Yeah. That's how.
Yeah. Is it lucky like a baby in a king cake?
Yeah, that I guess could be. Oh, look, you got the cell phone. The couple reenacting that classic Titanic scene. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. Featuring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet dropping their phone over the side of the cruise ship while trying to take a picture of the event.
In little dinghy?
Yeah. I bet you that's probably happened more than
once. Oh, I'm sure it has.
There was the 20-something woman who claimed that the... I can't say that. Then there was a story of the farmer who needed a flashlight because he was, trying to look at...
He's birthing cows.
Yeah, that's right. And he used the flashlight, but lost it, if you get what I mean.
Ugh.
Yeah. Had to wait for the cow to reprocess it for him.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah, there you are. So, now I'm going to answer the phone, which really scares
me. Oh,
Lord.
Yeah,
that's just nasty.
Now I don't know what's going to happen. Hello.
Hey, Scott. This is Carl Mooney.
Hey, Carl. How are you today?
Hey, I'm okay.
You're on the radio with us.
All right.
Okay, good.
Just want to let you know there is an accident on Highway 6 just south of the Rock Prairie exit. And so people coming in from that direction might want to get off on the frontage road because it's backing up.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Northbound on 6.
Northbound, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. There you go.
Now he's
going to want a T-shirt. Now he's going to want a T-shirt. Hello?
Hey, going back to your trivia list of cell phone accidents.
Yes.
I talked to a fellow that emptied the porta potties, and he says that's the number one thing found in porta potties.
Really? I don't even want to.
Oh, disgusting.
He did say number one, didn't he? Okay, so anyway, so make a note. We'll get the councilman a T-shirt, and he can be a mobile reporter for us.
There you go.
Yeah, our councilman's also a traffic reporter.
There you go.
But awesome.
What are we doing today?
We have Lieutenant Craig Anderson from your College Station Police Department talking about some Halloween safety tips.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Good morning. Welcome in. So some things people need to be thinking about?
Yes, sir. You know, every year, you know, at Halloween, kids like to get out in the neighborhood, have fun, go out and get candy, but they need to be safe also. So what we want to do is just make sure we provide some tips to make sure they have a safe and fun Halloween. First thing I just want to mention is that, you know, we have some preferred hours that we like for the kids to go out and trick or treat, which is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, they're not out too late and law enforcement can be around, you know, making sure that they're safe and making sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to make sure the kids are having fun.
Sunset's about, 7 o'clock now or something
somewhere.
Pretty close. So they certainly got a full hour of darkness if that's important to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But a couple of things, too, that, you know, parents need to watch out for, especially when they're getting the costumes for the kids, because, you know, kids want to be superheroes. They like getting the masks and the fancy costumes. But the main thing is that they want to make sure that they're flame retardant. So they go around these jack-o'-lanterns. Sometimes they have candles in them. If they get too close, we don't want the kid to be going down the street looking like, you know, ball of fire.
Not a good thing. No,
exactly.
No, yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll kind of thing. And want to make sure, too, that when they have the mask on and they're going through the neighborhood, that the mask is not blocking their vision. Because, you know, they may accidentally go out into a street in front of a car. Want to make sure they don't trip over something and hurt themselves. So we prefer that they have some type of maybe makeup on or something like that. But if they get a mask, make sure it's not blocking their vision. Make sure that any kind of fake knives or swords or anything like that is made out of cardboard, because kids love to have fun and poke other people.
Oh,
want to make sure they don't hurt anybody. And if they're in a group, they want to make sure they walk slowly and don't leave the group. Sometimes kids, they want to go out and have fun, and they may cut through a backyard or go through a wooded area, but they want to make sure they stay with their parents and don't want to leave the group that they're with.
And don't ditch your little brother, right?
I mean, exactly.
He may be an annoyance, but you need to keep him with you.
You need to keep the kid with you. That's right. And it's only for a couple of hours, so make sure you put up with him for a little while. Also, too, they want to make sure they go to a house that has a porch light on, because historically, if the porch light isn't on, that means that they're not participating, giving out candy. And just because the porch light isn't on, you don't want to go and vandalize the house either. That's against the law, so you don't want to do any toilet papering or messing with mailboxes or anything like that. And so we'll make sure they have fun, but also that they don't do anything illegal. The other thing, too, we want to make sure that they do is always never run across the street. You want to encourage adults during a particular time to drive slowly through neighborhoods, but also we don't want the kids to be running out in, from between cars and that kind of thing. The other thing, too, we want to make sure is that while they're out there, they understand that they shouldn't assume they have the right of way. Cars on the street, they had a right-of-way. And sometimes, you know, kids are not careful. They say, well, we're having fun, so, hey, we're just going to do whatever we want to, and we don't want them to get into an accident or anything like that. The other thing, we want to make sure that we encourage them to wear comfortable shoes and also light color costumes or something with reflective tape. We want to make sure that they can be seen. They may be able to see, but we need to make sure we see them. So these are just a few things we want to make sure that kids do and parents pay attention to during Halloween. We want them to have fun, but we want them to also be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks a bunch.
Yes, sir.
What else we got?
Reminder about early voting that even continues tomorrow between 8 and 8 and Sunday from 10 to 3. And then, of course, next week from the 29th through the 2nd, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you need a list of early voting sites, you can get that, as well as for College Station voters, an explanation of each of the 9 proposed amendments to our city charter. All that at cstx.gov/elections.
Yeah, reading that ahead of time would probably help.
It would be a very good idea.
And that accident?
Yes, the accident.
Northbound?
From our traffic reporter, City Councilman Carl Mooney.
We need to get him a helicopter.
We'll do that. We'll need to work on that.
I'll let you give the location of that.
The thing is, though, is it in the budget to get a traffic helicopter?
I think for 14 it is.
Okay.
The economy is looking a little better. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy picked up a bit over the summer. The government estimates the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 2% in the third quarter. That's a little better than expected. The report notes consumers spent more, federal spending increased, and the housing sector improved. Stock market futures are still down, but they're off their earlier lows ahead of the Friday session. Investors found reasons to be disappointed over the quarterly results from Apple and Amazon. But Merck & Company's adjusted earnings topped Wall Street forecasts. Rubbermaid announced plans to slash its workforce by 10% when it posted its quarterly results. If you're a fan of General Mills Monster cereals, they're in stores now. The Wall Street Journal says retailers moved tens of thousands of boxes of Boo Berry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry each October. Because General Mills only produces the popular brands for a limited time, they disappear from store shelves right after Halloween. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Oh, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
825 News Talk 1620 WTAW report of another accident. This at the Peach Creek exit. That's way down south below Texas World Speedway. But if you're coming in from, say, Navasota, it's a northbound lane. There's apparently an 18-wheeler right in the middle of the road. So people are having to go around one side or the other. And obviously with the wet roads, you need to be at least aware of that and slow down a little bit. All right, so there you go.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere. Which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon, with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk about what's going on in the arts around the Brazos Valley. And Logan's here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. We have a guest today?
We do. Krista May from Red Wasp Film Festival is joining us.
Ah, very good. Krista, welcome in.
Thank you very much.
You've been here before.
Yes, I have been.
Let's talk for a minute about Red Wasp, a little bit of history
sure.
So people know.
Yeah, Red Wasp Film Festival is this Friday and Saturday at Stage Center Theater. This is our 10th year, so we've been doing this for 10 years. We're really excited about it. We've got 12 films to show this year, along with a workshop. On Saturday, we're partnering with Brazos Writers, who is also an affiliate of the Arts Council, and we're bringing in a guy named Ben Wiggins, who's a College Station native now in Los Angeles with Access Films, and he's going to talk to people about screenwriting. So it's a really exciting time.
So now, kind of give us an overview, what we're going to see, how many feature length, how many short subjects,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
We've got about 4 feature length, which is about, anywhere from an hour to about an hour and a half. And then the rest of them are shorts, anywhere between about 4 or 5 minutes. And then we've got one that I think goes up to 30, 31 minutes, something like that. Documentaries, we've got comedies, we've got dramas. We've even got a horror film.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
By a local guy named Mark Beale. So we're real excited about that.
Now, quite honestly, obviously Red Wasp is one of the smaller festivals. Mm-hmm. But tell me, as an independent filmmaker, what are they looking to do? Why do they want to be here? And what does that mean for their future and development?
Yeah, this is one way that they get the word out about their film, is to connect with other filmmakers and also with the audience and with fans. One thing that the filmmakers are very interested in is watching the audience's reaction to their films. They've seen their film lots of times, and so they're not necessarily there to see the film again, but what they really like to do is see how the audience reacts. We have a question and answer period, and they really like to interact with the audience.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is a quality of life thing. I can remember growing up, we could go over to A&M, and they would show us maybe the shorts that had been nominated for the Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. But that was really all we'd be able to see. Everything else right. was mainstream. You couldn't see any independent productions. And so this really is a, if you want to do that and see what's out mm-hmm. there, obviously there's going to be some stuff you don't like or it's weird right, or whatever, right. but yeah. that's okay. So there's some place where you can see a list of what the lineup
yes,
is?
Yes, if you go to redwasp.org, you can see a schedule of what we'll be showing along with a little description of each film.
Sure, okay. And again, where are they going to be shown?
They're going to be at Stage Center Friday and Saturday. Doors open at 6, and show starts at 6:30. You can get your tickets at the door.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
What else we got going on?
Oh, it's going to be an exciting fall at the Arts Council. We have kids' classes going on right now. We're thrilled. We have a new instructor. Her name's Marty Dunn. She's an instructor who has 30 years of art education experience. She's doing a great job with the kids. And we're getting really excited for Christmas at the Creek as well. We're working with the city of College Station to bring a lot of new surprises to the Art Center on Dartmouth. So last weekend in November and first weekend in December, be sure to stop by. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There you go. Visit with the folks about good things going on in the arts on Alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Tomorrow night in Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M and the Auburn Tigers will have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 5. The game will kick at 6. Head coach Kevin Sumlin, his take on Auburn.
You know, it's one of those years. You know, they're for whatever reason, they've struggled offensively and defensively. You got to remember they've had three straight top 10 recruiting classes. So, you know, it's a matter of getting things to gel. They've had some turnover in their coaching staff also, but talent is not an issue. And much the same as when we played Arkansas, you know, this is a team that's got tradition, got pride, but their backs are against the wall, and it's the same kind of wounded animal situation that we talked about, and particularly with them playing at home. We're going to get their best shot.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies and the Tigers. Tomorrow night, we'll start at 5. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
WTOW News time is 8:30. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A grassroots effort to honor murdered Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman was approved at last night's College Station City Council meeting. Carl Mooney was part of the unanimous vote changing the name of Southwood Athletic Park.
And by honoring him, we establish a living legacy. We move beyond, and we give his family, we give his friends, and we give future generations here in College Station an opportunity to enjoy the Brian Bachman Community Park.
Little League President Damon Sladen was one of the organizers.
Courage, loyalty, and character are the three words that not only represent Little League Baseball, but also mark the unique correlation to the man that gave his life for us every day.
Next April, when the Little League season opens, a formal dedication will be held. A Bryan woman arrested for sending a bomb threat to Texas State University is also under investigation at A&M. 19-year-old Brittany Henderson is held in the Brazos County Jail pending transfer to San Marcos. No explosives were found on either campus following email threats sent on consecutive dates last week. Texas State authorities say they traced threatening messages to an email account belonging to Henderson. She enrolled at Texas State in the fall semester last year and withdrew last month. A sixth suspect is being sought by College Station police for what was originally reported as an aggravated kidnapping. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey is wanted for aggravated robbery and burglary as part of a drug deal 2 weeks ago. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a picture of Maxey. And Brian Mann was shot in the head last weekend because of illegal drugs. That's what witnesses told Brian police before a College Station man was arrested for the murder of 19-year-old Trevor Williams. Detectives were told 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. went to Williams' home last Sunday to buy marijuana. Watson came out of the house saying they needed to leave, according to one of the witnesses, because according to Watson, I may have shot him, referring to Williams. Watson's girlfriend told investigators she could not account for Watson's whereabouts for 1 or 2 hours Sunday night.
Watson, who remains jailed on a bond of $200,000, told police he was at his girlfriend's apartment the entire day. And Brian Woolman is accused of failing to stop after hitting a man crossing university at night a month ago. This week, College Station police arrested 38-year-old Kelly Perry. Officer Rhonda Seaton says that followed interviews with Perry and her husband.
Suspect's ex-husband was visiting with officers, and he said that she had actually called him that night and told him that she had struck a person. She said that she didn't remember saying that, that she thought that she had struck a car. Well, officers were able to take the side mirror that we had in our possession, and it fit perfectly where the side mirror on her car was missing.
The victim, a 48-year-old local man, spent more than 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from multiple broken bones. And there'll be plenty of science-themed treats at A&M's Chemistry Open House from 10 to 3 tomorrow. Besides drawing nanopumpkins on silicon using a microscope, chemist James Baptiste says there's a special opportunity to view the building blocks of the universe.
We'll also be demonstrating another instrument called a scanning tunneling microscope. And so you'll actually get to come in and see a demo of this microscope in which you're actually going to get to see atoms. So we always talk about atoms, or we talk about, well, everything's made of atoms, but very few people have seen them. So you can come in, use our microscope, and you can actually look at some atoms.
Batiste says besides getting to ask questions and experience research methods firsthand, kids will receive goodie bags and printed copies of their nano pumpkins. With A&M football playing the next three games on the road, that should be enough time to replace Aggie flags lost in a College Station house fire Wednesday afternoon. Anna Maria Norris of the Consolidated High School Band Booster says 100 flags were in the garage of the Cheryl and Pete Munoz home.
And I'm sure they are worried about the fact that some flags were in their garage. We're fortunate that it was a very small amount of flags, and you know, that's one thing we don't want them to worry about right now. Right now, as a band family, we're trying to take care of their immediate needs.
There is a PayPal account on the Band Boosters website, and donations of gift cards and cash can be made at tonight's Consolidated football game. The Munoz's co-chair, the fundraiser, which involves band members distributing 1,800 Aggie flags before and after every home football game. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved more than $630,000 for improvements at Coulter Field Airport. That's one of three announcements from the TxDOT office in Bryan. The other two involve traffic advisories. As construction continues on the West Villa Maria overpass at Harvey Mitchell Parkway, access from Verde Drive to Harvey Mitchell has been closed. And starting tonight, the intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom will be closed through Monday morning. Online at WTAW.com is more information on all three items. And tower maintenance this Sunday means there will be times you might not hear WTAW. The transmitter will be turned off or power will be reduced. You can listen to WTAW without interruption by using the recently updated Radio Aggieland smartphone app or online at WTAW.com. And one more time, we did talk about it earlier, but there are two accidents you need to be aware of. If you're going northbound on Highway 6 south of Rock Prairie, take the feeder because cars are already backed up. There's also another accident near the Peach Creek exit if you're going in the northbound lane. So drive carefully. There's an 18-wheeler in the middle of the road. It's slippery out there. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 50 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
At Batteries Plus, we know most people don't know how to open their garage door remote control, key fob, or wristwatch. That's why we'll be happy to install a new battery in almost any device you bring in. So remember, although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Hi, this is Kyle Cassell, candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12, reminding you to get out and vote this November 6th. As a longtime resident of the area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at kylecassell.com. That's KYLECASCAL.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hi,
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. I'm just going to read you the weather because, you know, we've heard enough of the other weather and numbers haven't changed any. So, but the rain is now pretty much drifted out of Brazos County that we were talking about, and it's over into Grimes County, so they're getting
there,
and it's headed over after that, I guess, to Montgomery and all that. But it's there are a couple of little showerette areas. That's this one, and then up near Centerville or a little north of Centerville, there's some rain. But that's really it for the state of Texas, at least right now.
So is it just broccoli? No broccoli and cheese?
Yeah, that's
what.
When you're looking at the radar, yeah. if there's cheese, then there's yellow, and if there's pimentos, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, we had pimento, you know, earlier, and actually, I think there was a little purple thing, you know, it was just like bruised rain.
Uh oh,
purple, you know, really heavy stuff.
Purple rain.
But anyway, yeah, I didn't mean that. I really didn't. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for the Prince reference.
I really didn't mean that. But anyway, as far as the numbers are concerned, look for a high temperature today that's not going to feel nearly as nice as it sounds. It doesn't really sound that nice at 57. But the deal is we got, we have a wind chill. Oh, that's cool. We finally got one. Wind chill's 50 right now. And
what do you call that again?
Wind chill? Fislick.
Fislick.
Yes, a fislick. So what we've got right now is as warm as it gets today, okay? What we got right
awesome.
Now is as warm as it gets today. And we're going to have gusts up to 25 miles an hour out of the north. So.
Y'all want to have a hot dog campfire and roast marshmallows?
No.
Well,
it's hard with the. I mean, it's hard to have the campfire going with 25 mile an hour winds.
Oh, you can't.
I have fire go ahead.
I have a fire pit.
No, oh,
there's
okay.
No problem.
Did you bring it?
Party at Kevin's house.
Yeah, that's it. We're heading over to your place right now. You got the hot dogs and the marshmallows and s'mores.
And you
that.
Said we could dig for pottery in your backyard, right?
Yes, I have a six-year-old. I have hot dogs and marshmallows.
Yeah, that's it.
Always.
Low temperature tonight, about 41 now. They've brought that down to 41 with north winds at 20. So that's going to be a fislick that's really not nice.
Yeesh.
If you're going to Friday Night Football, you might want to go. You get a chance to wear your cardigan sweater tonight, huh? There you go. And wear that fur lined. I hope nobody's having homecoming around here because you'd hate that. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen in the high school football report. I don't recall anybody. I think most of the homecomings are done.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't do that in district. You usually play some team you figure you can whip up on. That's the reason that you do homecoming.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, sunny skies and 65. And, again, the temp sounds nice, but the winds are going to be up out of the north at about, 15, 20 miles an hour, so that may be a little bit chilly. We get better on Sunday and Mondays. We're going to have high temperatures that'll be approaching 70, and the wind kind of lays down and be more true to form. But anyhow, it's going to be a little uncomfy out there, and foolishly, I wore a short-sleeve shirt to work today.
I've got an extra jacket in here if you'd like to wear.
Like that it'd fit. Thanks for the offer, though. Just a matter of, you know, running to the truck. Again, it's not difficult. All right, so here we go. You remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago we had the story about the guy who ate the cockroach and died? Remember
yes, that, that was pretty disgusting.
The quantity of cockroaches died.
Okay, so, that's right, it was a contest. So here we go. Here are some other ways that people have died in strange ways, all true. Overeating at a feast in your honor happened in 1751 to Julian Afre de la Metairie.
That's again, a good way to go.
1751. Being hit by a cannonball that was fired at a salute to you, John Kendrick, in 1794.
Oh, that's just sad.
That's the Lord's way of saying it's your turn.
That's right. Jim Creighton in 1862 swinging a bat so hard that he ruptured his bladder.
Holy cow!
Oh. Hey.
Mm. Then accidentally shooting yourself in court, demonstrating to the jury how your client and alleged victim might have been accidentally shot.
Oh, my goodness.
He was trying to hit the pee out of it,
yeah,
by the way.
Did a nice job, yeah. Oh, very good. Thank you. Being crushed or drowned by molasses. This happened during the Boston molasses disaster. Did you even know that that happened?
Who can forget the Boston molasses disaster?
I was there. I remember. It was 1919. Being bitten by a monkey and dying. That's Alexander I of Greece in 1920.
Really?
Yeah. Isadora Duncan, the dancer chick. This is weird. Having your long scarf get caught in the wheel of the car that you are riding in.
Oh man,
breaking your neck.
You're kidding
That's
me.
That's how she died.
That's how Isadora Duncan
That's
died?
That's how she died. Having a stroke after reading a negative premature obituary of yourself. 1940, Marcus Garvey.
That's just weird.
Crashing your race car when a bird flies into your face, Alan Stacey in 1960.
I remember reading about that.
Worth Bingham in 1966 died when the surfboard in his convertible was hit by another car, and it spun around and hit him in the back of the head and broke his neck.
Man.
Again. What a way to go.
Rough day.
Choking on an eyedrop bottle cap. Tennessee Williams, 1983.
Seriously?
Yep. That's what it says here. And Richard Sumner, who, for some strange reason, handcuffed himself to a tree in a remote forest and threw the key out of reach. Guess it worked.
Wow. Well, anything in there about Big Mama Cass Elliott?
No, they see that. What is that?
It's a rumor.
Yeah, it's a ham sandwich.
It's supposed to be a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, those are real. All right, advice for smokers who are trying to quit but they can't. Inhale less. Okay. That suggestion, according to
comes from Bill Clinton.
Comes from the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. Oh, I see. Look, the British are doing the same thing we are. You ready? Again, it's the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. They just drop the H out and they call themselves NICE. They believe that inhaling less or stopping during particular points during the day may be a stepping stone to quitting. In other words, if you used to have a cigarette between 2 and 3, you don't do that anymore. Health officials traditionally focus on telling smokers to give up smoking completely, but lately they've acknowledged that we're wusses and we can't do that. So we need a softer approach. Hey, you're killing yourself. Why don't you just not smoke as much?
Just kill yourself slowly.
I know someone who got off of smoking by eating Werther's toffees whenever she wanted a cigarette.
Well, you know, that's why they say a lot of people gain weight when they stop smoking. You know, they substitute another habit, and it may, in fact, be some sort of an oral thing.
Yeah, it's the oral fixation.
That's it. Studies have shown that 2/3 of smokers want to give up the habit. This latest advice is, for them anyway, an attempt to reach out for those who have struggled at quitting. Well, you know, I'm trying to think of the mindset. I guess I was doing a step at a time thing where you use these filters that were a four-stage
program. Oh, I remember that.
And what the first one was almost like no filter. By the time you got to the fourth, it was restricting the amount of smoke so much, and you were weaning yourself off. The other thing is you had to clean the filter. Now, that was pretty ugly because you'd have to take that thing, and there's all that gunch in there, and you realize that that's what you've been sucking into your lungs. Anyway, so I'm on the sideline of a football game that I'm covering, and I lost my because I couldn't you couldn't smoke right on the sidelines, but you could step away, and at halftime I did, and I had my cigarettes over there on the sideline, but I lost my filter. So I said, okay, well, you know, here we go, self. In fact, I was in Auburn, Alabama.
That's no kidding.
Yep.
Alabama.
And so I said, okay, here's the deal. I mean, I can either start over and, you know, start smoking these things, and or I can just quit. And so instead I went and threw away the pack. And so, you know.
Good for you.
And aside from the random beer or whatever, you know, after that, until 2 years ago when I went someplace and I was smoking and it was Frito's fault.
Well, I'm glad you stopped smoking.
Blended on him. Yeah, it's not good for you. It's fun. I loved it. Just not good for
you. It's the crack that's the problem now.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hey, I got the perfect way to quit smoking.
I'm ready.
This is how I did it. About 24 years ago, I promised myself I would never buy another pack of cigarettes, and I went as long as I possibly could. And then I tried to bum one from somebody. And so what I did every time, you know what it was like when you smoke, when people bum from you?
Yeah.
Well, man, why don't you get your own cigarette? So I used all that negative energy
And I finally quit.
There you go. That's getting lemons and making lemonade out of it. And that's the other thing. Now, we still encourage you, and we want you to, today, buy cigarettes. We have no problem with you buying the cigarettes because it's for the children, remember.
What?
There's tax. But yeah. Yeah. Come on, Kat. Buy a sleeve, buy a carton of cigarettes today. It's for the children. Don't smoke them, but if you'll do that, I mean, it helps in public education. So remember that. But anyhow, yeah. Kevin, did you smoke?
No.
Okay.
I smoke an occasional cigar.
Yeah, see, and that was the last thing I smoked, a cigar, and I didn't feel good for 2 days after that.
I had a bubblegum cigar.
It's not the same. Just not the same.
No, it's not.
Hey, check this. Keith Olbermann is having trouble finding work.
He's a jerkwad.
He is. He really is. He got dismissed 7 months ago from Current TV. He is, as they call him here, temperamental, yeah, to say the least. But apparently in recent weeks he has been reaching out to executives at a whole slew of different networks to communicate his desire for a new on-air role, according to people with knowledge of the conversations. Well, again, he's a jerk.
Yep.
People don't want to work with him. Why do they want to? And the problem is the election's coming up and nobody wants to hear from him. So there you go.
He was a good sports guy, too. That's the saddest part.
He was a good sports guy. He did that, and Dan Patrick was great. I can't imagine that you can be liberal and be in sports, but Dan Patrick proved that you could. And, yeah, those guys were really, really good at that. It's just he decided that people wanted to hear what he had to say about politics, and
he was wrong.
That's right. Fewer and fewer people were listening to him. All right, 10 till.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations, feast on international food and beverages, and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at texrenfest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
As summer fades, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual fall festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit cbc.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual fall festival. Bavisma's biannual household hazardous waste and computer collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You know, you were talking about how Facebook kind of turned around a little bit, got a chance to move up this week after, well, we know that whole IPO thing. Not that Mark Zuckerberg is really thinking this is how it would all be when he founded Facebook as an undergrad in his dorm room. The website he created as a social network for college students is now, of course, gone far beyond that. And now there's a battle brewing between centenarians, is that right?
Centenarians?
People, yeah, centenarians, over who is the oldest person on Facebook. See, I'm thinking that was really not what Zuckerberg was thinking. So, logged on over here in one corner would be Florence Detlor. She's 101 years old, lives in California. In August, was designated as Facebook's oldest user by Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO of Facebook. Detlor traveled to the headquarters at Palo Alto, for a personal tour. But over here, we've got New Mexico's Maria Mary Colina, who celebrated her 105th birthday on Tuesday. She's got her own Facebook page. She watches on a big 52-inch screen. No, I don't know that. And she's got 86 friends, in fact.
Wow.
Her grandson has tried to reach Facebook to dispute the age situation. So let's see. The site would allow her a maximum age of only 102.
No kidding.
Yeah, if you put 103 in there, I guess I thought you were lying. So, so we got, again, I know that's exactly what Zuckerberg wanted, to have two people who are over 100 years old say, I'm the oldest one on here.
I think that makes it ultra cool.
While we're talking about Facebook, this is kind of interesting. So, so let's say that there is a message from Facebook that informs you that one of your friends has, for reasons that are entirely unclear to you, referred to you as a piece of doo-doo.
Okay.
Now, not only did they slam you with this obnoxious insult, they posted it right on your wall for everybody to see.
Right.
All right? So, now what are you going to do? You're going to click through to see what this is all about, right?
I'm more than likely to delete it.
Yes. Don't do that. Do not fall for that, because the message is a problem. Bunch of baloney, as a matter of fact, and you can run the risk of infecting your computer with all sorts of stuff.
So really?
That, yes. So if you see that, they are warning today, that is something to be concerned with. That,
so don't delete the post?
No. It's don't click through it.
Oh, okay.
No, don't click through it. Don't go see, why did that person who is a friend of mine say that about
me? Yeah, okay.
So that's
don't use the link then. Right. Gotcha.
And our final Facebook thing, which is probably not too surprising. According to new research, the average 12 to 15-year-old has 286 online friends, but has never met one in four of them.
No kidding.
Yep. The report found that 12 to 15-year-olds spend an average of 17 hours per week on the Internet. And again, they don't know 25. They've only met 25% of the people who are on there. So there you are. Hmm. They're real friends.
The Pool Guys brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date, October 25th through 27th.
Massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living
color. Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Think goes to when I stop hits. The ball and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely Marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says, Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too.
Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 1.9% for up to 72 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, or Cross Tour. The 2013s will be arriving soon. Hurry in for the best deals on remaining inventory.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's our Einstein for the day. 19-year-old Florida teen recovering with a broken arm and leg along with multiple cuts after police said he attempted to jump over a moving car while filming a video
to be on Jackass.
To be sent to football recruiters.
Oh, that's really sad.
That's stupid.
Talk about counterproductive.
The video shows the teen racing headlong into an oncoming Honda Accord driven by his 17-year-old brother. The car can be seen accelerating before it clips him during his attempt to jump. He spins several times in midair, slams to the ground. Charges are now pending against the 17-year-old brother who didn't have a driver's license.
Hey, man, I want to get a scholarship. Why don't you drive the car at me and I'll jump over it?
How? There you go. All right.
Goodness.
Again.
That's a Darwin.
It is a Darwin.
That's a Darwin Award Prize runner-up.
Here are the movies that are opening up this weekend. Tom Hanks and Halle Berry in this Cloud Atlas.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's apparently, it means that all history is intertwined.
I don't know, it just looked like Waterworld 2 to me.
Waterworld, I liked Waterworld.
I did too.
I thought Waterworld was a good movie. I did. I just, just that, all that phantasmagorical stuff that they had going on. And so, yes, this is the same thing. But apparently that's the idea. And then we have Chasing Mavericks. The True Life Story of Surfers. Okay. Fun Size, a girl takes her kid brother to a Halloween party and loses him. Hilarity will ensue.
That's
that sounds horrible.
That's Victoria. I can't remember her last name. From Victorious on Nickelodeon.
I'll take her word for it. And Silent Hill Revolution 3D. Girl